continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a program about you and your health. 877-726-8255 is our number. Everything is fair game, but we focus specifically on natural approaches to health optimization. Yeah, we also talk about high-tech medical interventions where appropriate. We put those all together for you, and we call that Intelligent Medicine. Our number, 877-726-8255. We've got lots to talk about on this beautiful weekend. We're going to talk a little later about the latest study on colonoscopy, the first big study of its kind to demonstrate or potentially refute the benefits of colonoscopy for prevention of dying. Yeah, that's an important study. 877-726-8255. We'll also talk about the potential hazards of vaping. It's baseball season, and new headline. Playoffs are underway, of course. Major League Baseball signs historic CBD deal with a major manufacturer of cannabinoid products. Our number, 877-726-8255. We'll take some of your calls in just a few moments. But first, let's talk about vitamin D, because there's a big study out on vitamin D just this last week. And I hearken back to a newsletter article that I wrote a few weeks ago entitled, "What's Up with That Vitamin D Study?" And I wrote it in the wake of headlines like these. This is from the New York Times. Study finds another condition that vitamin D pills do not help. Scientific Tech Daily writes, study finds vitamin D supplements do not reduce risk of broken bones. And Forbes, a major business magazine, writes, stop taking vitamin D already. And that sentiment was echoed in some, I think, really, really absurd and scurrilous editorials in medical journals that suggest that we should stop checking for vitamin D levels, not bother because it doesn't really matter, and that we shouldn't bother taking vitamin D pills anymore because their benefits are unproven. And, in fact, they have the studies to show that vitamin D supplementation is worthless. And so I've been talking about vitamin D for many, many years here on Intelligent Medicine, at least 20 years. And I just received a very nice text from one of our fans and listeners who says that it's changed his life. He's been a longtime listener, and he, like many of you, has been influenced by me to take vitamin D supplements to the benefit of their health. And so what's the real story? Well, big study out this week. And it comes to us from something called the Biobank study that was done in the United Kingdom, and I think comprises some Scandinavian countries as well. It looks at an enormous number of participants. I think that the number is well over 100,000 participants. And what they did is they looked at whether taking vitamin D or multivitamin supplements had an impact on various health outcomes, including a very, very important health outcome. By the way, here's the number, and I underestimated. It's nearly a half a million participants, 445,000 participants, age 40 to 73 from the UK Biobank. Okay, so it looks at the impact of taking either a multivitamin, which may contain trivial amounts of vitamin D, or specifically taking some additional vitamin D, either prescription vitamin D, which is sometimes prescribed by doctors, or an over-the-counter vitamin D supplement. And we don't even know precisely the dosage. The dosage is likely to be less than desirable, but at least these people were surveyed, and they responded as to whether they were taking vitamin D or not. And here's what they found. They found that reduced all-cause mortality, 10% reduced. That's very, very dramatic. And it reached statistical significance. When it came to cardiovascular disease, there was an 11% reduction. When it came to cancer, there was an 11% reduction. And for respiratory disease, there was a 29% reduction. The median follow-up, number of years of follow-up of use of vitamin D, was around 12. This is published in the Journal of Internal Medicine last month. And specifically, they also looked at vitamin D levels. What they found is that both vitamin D deficiency and insufficiently were strongly associated with all mortality outcomes. In other words, if you had vitamin D deficiency or insufficiency, you're more likely to die. And unfortunately, the number of individuals who had vitamin D deficiency, 21%, the number with insufficiency, in other words, they weren't deficient, but they had insufficient amounts, not optimal amounts of vitamin D, 34%. So the majority of individuals in this study, even when taking vitamin D, they still had vitamin D deficiency or insufficiency, which is something that we see all the time. When we see patients, and we ask, are you taking vitamin D? Yes, I'm taking 1,000 international units of vitamin D. Well, your vitamin D is low because some people require more. They don't get sunlight. They have some metabolic problem. They have malabsorption, whatever, that causes them to have insufficient amounts of vitamin D. So big study. And again, this is an observational study. The gold standard in medical research is a double-blind placebo control study. But you can't conduct a study with 445,000 individuals. It would be too expensive. Then you'd have to make sure day in and day out that they were taking their vitamin D. It would cost, not millions, but possibly hundreds of millions of dollars to do. And therefore, in some of these limited studies, vitamin D supplementation has fallen short, resulting in calls to stop taking vitamin D already. That is a total misrepresentation of the science. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance for more information and to order.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255, and we have a caller. We got John from Connecticut. How you doing?
Dr. Hoffman, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm doing good, thanks. Well, I have muscle pain a lot, you know. I'm a type 2 diabetic, but I take the biocurcumin stuff, but it doesn't seem to help. And I was wondering, could it be my tendons and ligaments that are making me ache all the time? Arms?
Yes. Well, absolutely. You know, and the fact that you're a type 2 diabetic, and you sound like a young guy. How old are you?
62.
I'm sorry?
Oh, 62.
62. Well, you have a youthful voice, but, yeah, I still consider you young. I mean, relative to me, you're young. I just turned the corner on 70, so, yeah, you're young. But, yeah, with type 2 diabetics, they have a little more in the way of an inflammatory drive. And so anything you can do to reduce the inflammation by losing weight or by optimizing your blood sugar, these are things that can help. I don't know what your height and weight are. You know, we'd do a detailed history on you and, you know, see if that could be optimized, because there's no question that, I mean, thin people get plenty of aches and pains as they age, but there is a tendency to have more in the way of muscle inflammation and joint and tendon problems and even arthritis if you have type 2 diabetes. So you want to get that in check. So where's the back pain? The back pain's in the middle of the back, you know, around your hips. Where is it?
It's funny. When I'm in my car, sometimes it bothers me and sometimes it doesn't. We're in bed.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, I mean, that's the typical kind of back pain that individuals our age get. And so, you know, I would say the first step at dealing with that would be something along the lines of physical therapy, strengthening your core, doing stretching, doing it religiously. And you're not going to get instantaneous results. It may take months and even years to turn the corner on that. That's number one. The other thing is that you ought to think about the Dr. John Sarno connection, because a lot of back pain is psychosomatic. That doesn't mean that it's imagined, but there's a stress component to it. And cognitive behavioral therapy using the Sarno method can alleviate back pain in many cases. But, yes, you can take natural anti-inflammatories. You can take curcumin and bromelain. I'll talk a little later about, you know, how to get the right type of curcumin, because a lot of curcumin on the market that just ain't up to snuff. That according to a recent survey and analysis of products that are available over the counter, because some of them just aren't good. They're not doing the job. So you can also take lots and lots of omega-3 fatty acids. Fish oil has been demonstrated in some studies to alleviate back pain. And there are natural approaches, acupuncture, chiropractic, various forms of manipulation can be helpful. Massage can be helpful for the back. The big clue here is that you got type 2 diabetes, and that may mean that you've got more in the way of inflammation in your body. You know, simply goes together with type 2 diabetes. And alleviating that through natural means, through a very clean diet and exercise and the right kind of supplements, can make a big difference. So you're a candidate for holistic interventions, and it may be a combination of those that reduce your back pain susceptibility. So good call. I mean, you sound like a typical patient who'd come to see me. You know, I'm achy. I got type 2 diabetes. What do I do? And, yeah, there's not a pain pill that's going to alleviate that. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All right. When it comes to stress, yeah, we're talking about stress being a component of back pain. Here's an interesting statistic. The effects of our overstimulated stress-averse society are mounting. More than half of adults recently said they were under high stress in 2017. That was pre-pandemic. Anxiety grew by 39% in a recent one-year period. The pandemic effects and, you know, the cumulative effects of our media, you know, our dependence on social media and screen time is increasing. Attention spans fell by 33% from 2000 to 2015. That's not good news for our kids and for our productivity. Depression diagnoses up 33% since 2013. And there's a new recommendation that all adults should not be screened for anxiety, just like we screen adults for cancer, for heart disease, but they don't ask about your state of mind. But, yeah, maybe that's important. So here's a that's a segue to an announcement that the supplements that I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That is important to me, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Our Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness. We talked about that in a recent podcast with my good colleague Neil Levin. Myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. Myo-inositol powder promotes emotional and mental wellness and healthy eating patterns. L-theanine can support relaxation without drowsiness and promotes healthy cognitive function. And clinical stress relief has some unique ingredients that have been shown to support healthy cortisol levels and thus can help to relieve the symptoms of stress from everyday life. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for more information and to order. All right, this item is concerning because new statistic, more than 2.5 million U.S. teens vaped in 2022. And that is very concerning because, they're vaping nicotine, which is addictive, and, B, they're taking in very hot chemicals into their lungs, which very quickly go into their blood vessels. And the concern is that this is not just impairing their lung function because, yes, burning plant matter from cigarettes or from smoking joints can damage the lungs. But when you vape, there are potential vehicles, harmful chemicals, flavorings that affect the lungs but actually go directly into your blood vessels that may affect the endothelial lining of your blood vessels and thus accelerate the progression to cardiovascular disease. And, yes, these chemicals go directly to the brain. So vaping is, I think, a terrible plague on our society, and it's a way around the warnings about the hazards of cigarette smoking. Now kids can vape. They can do so discreetly, hiding it even in a classroom. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.
It's that time of year again for the Sundial Riffle Raffle. A tradition for over 30 years, the raffle has always been about our kids. And this year, we're not ducking out. Over $5 million has been raised for substance abuse prevention and youth development. And the Sundial Riffle Raffle is ready to raise more. The grand prize winner of the raffle will receive $10,000 cash. And second place will receive a houseboat vacation. Enter today at sundialriffleraffle.com. And continue supporting our kids.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. In a moment, we'll talk about CBD in the MLB for playoff season. And before we get to that, when it comes to COVID, obviously, in retrospect, we made some terrible mistakes in how we managed this crisis. And among them, I think, one of the most important mistakes that we made is that we were all in on social distancing and masking and lockdowns and quarantines, and then came the vaccine, and then came medications that were supposed to vanquish COVID. And it was an unbalanced approach, because what we should have been doing and giving equal voice to were strategies that would improve our terrain. an effort to alert the populace to the importance of optimizing weight and optimizing diet and optimizing sleep and doing some exercise to improve our underlying immunity, because that is crucial. It may not be the whole game for individuals. It's not entirely a merit system. And then there were the supplements that might have a beneficial effect on COVID. And instead of encouraging the use of supplements, so the government actually attacked practitioners who advocated supplements for COVID. They said it was misinformation. And so it was during that time that I spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I wrote a special report, Immunity Reset, A Personalized Plan to Pandemic-Proof Your Body and Build Resilience for a Long, Healthy Life. And I want you to get a chance to look at it, because COVID is still with us, notwithstanding that it's far weaker than in the beginning. It's a weaker strain. The Omicron seems to be much more manageable. But you can take your power back when it comes to your immune health by getting my special report, Immunity Reset. Just go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu, and then click Immunity Reset. It's a free resource for you there. And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on it, because people have said it's high time that we emphasize the terrain and not just the spike protein or whatever it is that we go after with the vaccines and the medications that are targeted to COVID. That's not going to be – that's only a partial solution to the pandemic problem. 877-726-8255, our number. And headline here, Major League Baseball signs historic CBD deal with Charlotte's Web. Charlotte's Web is one of the big manufacturers of cannabidiol products, CBD products, hemp-derived products. And it's a milestone, because they're the first major sports league in the United States to bring on a CBD sponsor. Now, it used to be the opposite, is that pot was strictly forbidden. I mean, you could drink yourself completely into oblivion. You know, think some of the stars of baseball's past. Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, these are hard-drinking guys. It was a hard-drinking culture, but pot was highly discouraged. In 2018... WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, removed CBD from the list of prohibited substances. In 2019, Major League Baseball followed suit and removed CBD from its list of banned drugs. It was the first U.S. sports league to do it. And now they're courting a sponsorship with a major maker of CBD products. So Charlotte's Web will be, quote, the official CBD of Major League Baseball. So it is truly a must. But, you know, on the other hand, THC, not great for performance. If you've got a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, four-seamer headed towards your head at the plate, you will not have wanted to take a THC edible or smoke a joint prior to a game. It just is not going to work. But CBD does not have negative effects. And to the previous caller earlier, you know, who was suffering from pain, one of the major reasons, motivations for athletes to take CBD is because they're constantly injuring themselves. They're suffering from aches and pains, muscle strains, overexertion. And CBD has the potential to have analgesic effects and certainly could play a role in dealing with back pain and other everyday annoyances that people experience, not just with sports, but with the aging process itself. So, you know, this is, I think, an encouraging milestone. And we've got to distinguish between CBD and THC. THC, definitely not compatible with sports performance. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of, well, while we're talking about sports, the role that cocoflavanols may play in accentuating and improving exercise performance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. srw.co.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. Cursed rough.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Some of you may recall an article in the New York Times this July entitled, "Is Chocolate Good for You? Studies suggest that cocoa might benefit health, but it's unclear how that may translate to a typical bar of chocolate." And indeed, chocolate may be a healthy pleasure. That's actually the name of a health food store that I owned in the 1990s. It's called Healthy Pleasures, and it's great when something that tastes great can confer health benefits. To talk to us about this, with specific emphasis on the role of cocoa flavanols for exercise performance, is today's guest, Matthew Darnell. He's a PhD registered dietitian. He's got a bunch of additional initials after his name. He is a professor of the sports science, master's in science program at the University of Pittsburgh. And also, he happens to be the sports dietitian for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's an important role on sports teams these days. And he's an expert on cocoa flavanols. So welcome, Matt. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
I'm honored to be on here with you.
Indeed. So tell us a little bit about what flavanols are and how cocoa flavanols may be beneficial for us.
So flavanols are actually a bioactive compound within chocolate and a lot of other foods that we typically might hear about being superfoods, right? Like our green teas and berries, and even you know we'll talk about you'll probably hear a lot in the news too about red wine. And some of the health benefits of red wine. And so, you know, flavanols really refer to the sum of simple flavanols, including epicatechins, that are present in a lot of these, superfoods.
And like really EGCG, for example, in green tea, which is a popular, supplement.
Exactly. Yeah. And we talk about certain foods having polyphenols. And really what it is it's the chemicals in the plants that give them their unique characteristics, right? So there's certain polyphenols like anthocyanins that make blueberries blue or that reddish blue color. And that color comes from an anthocyanin. That's the chemical compound that gives it that color or that flavor. And, just like capsaicin is the things that make peppers hot. And so there's flavanols, and there's groupings of flavanols in different types of plants and fruits and vegetables. And particularly cocoa, what we're talking about today, has a really high level of something we call cocoa flavanols and flavanol compounds, and those giving it its unique characteristics.
So I'm contemplating taking a 25-mile bike ride tomorrow across hilly terrain. Why should I be considering taking a cocoa flavanol supplement before I get out on the road?
And that's a great question. And like red wine or blueberries, where they have these chemical compounds that we know are maybe pro or antioxidants or might have some healthy pro-oxidants in them, cocoa flavanols actually have an impact on something called nitric oxide production in our body. And nitric oxide is important for vasodilation and the health of our arterial function. And so there's actually, you know, beetroot juice has been a really popular one that has kind of sprung across the athletic world for a way of increasing nitric oxide or increasing vasodilation. And the cocoa flavanols can increase vasodilation and actually kind of help prime you for, better performance. So increase vasodilation. Helps increase blood flow, increase nutrients to the muscles, and there's a handful of evidence out there on the benefits of increasing nitric oxide production
for increasing exercise performance.
Is this part of your program for NFL football players? Because you're the dietitian for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Are you encouraging the use of dietary nitrates and specifically cocoflavanols, you know, as an ongoing thing or a pregame kind of thing?
Yes. So actually, I recently transitioned away from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was a sports dietitian for 7 years.
Oh, that's
years.
Maybe why they're not doing so well this year. They need you back.
You said it.
I wasn't going to mention it, but since you're no longer affiliated with them, we can reveal it.
Yes. Yeah, so I recently accepted a new position as the director of sports science for Exos, which is, a human performance company. And you might be familiar with them for training, probably the largest percentage of the combine, the NFL combine class.
It's a great outfit. I've been reading about it, and it's just really exciting what they're doing. So I'm happy to hear that you obtained a position with them.
Yes. It's everything from, they're a coaching company that helps you kind of get better or make, reach your goals. And mm-hmm. So everywhere from corporate wellness to the elite athletes. But yes, when I was working with the Steelers, cocoflavanols and increasing nitric oxide production was definitely something that we focused on for both recovery and long-term health and longevity, cognitive benefits, as well as the performance benefits. So, an acute dose of the cocoflavanol supplement, an acute dose of cocoflavanols, which is coming from food, it's a food source, and, an hour before physical activity has shown to increase some exercise performance. But the great thing about it is for long-term health and longevity, mm-hmm. chronic intake, we've seen up to like 20 to 28 days of long-term use drastically reduces blood pressure, increases vasodilation, increases nitric oxide production, decreases cardiovascular incidence. And so I love things that have multiple benefits, right? They taste good. They improve performance. And long-term health and longevity is always a goal for all the athletes that I work with, right? I don't just care about game day. I care about the rest of your life.
Right. So so we can extrapolate these athletic performance benefits to other benefits, brain health, cardiovascular benefits. There's a recent study that suggests that the COSMO study that suggests that cardiovascular mortality is reduced with administration of cocoflavanols. And then, of course, blood pressure benefits. And, I don't think there's a lot of specific studies, correct me if I'm wrong, but also we can imagine that nitric oxide plays a role in sexual functioning, and therefore cocoa may support, it's considered an aphrodisiac, traditionally.
Yes.
And maybe there's something to that. It's not just like, I'm going to give my girlfriend a box of chocolate and, maybe I'll get lucky.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if we're talking about vasodilation and we're talking about increased blood flow, that applies to many different aspects of life as you're kind of getting out there. And it's funny, like when some of the L-arginine and nitric oxide supplements came out on the market, they kind of dubbed them as like the athlete's Viagra, as a joke, mm-hmm. But I'm not saying you're going to be, the benefits aren't, medicinal in that sense, but definitely, the vasodilation.
There's a potential. It works on the same mechanism.
Yeah.
A lot of people are listening as they're saying this. Great. I'm going to go out and get some high test, chocolate bar. I'll get an 85%, 88, 92% chocolate. And in your, I reviewed your excellent PowerPoint presentation, which I think you present to professional audiences. And in it, you have an interesting comparison because a high, cocoa, percentage in a bar does not necessarily equate to cocoflavanols. Am I correct?
That is 100% correct. So, a lot of times we think like, okay, chocolate, we need to eat dark chocolate. Dark chocolate's healthier. It might have more cocoa content, but it doesn't mean it has more flavanol content. So what you really need to look at is how that cocoa is produced. And through many of the ways that we that manufacturers produce cocoa, it actually eliminates or it actually decreases the amount of flavanols that are naturally occurring in that product. So it could be 85% cocoa and have next to no cocoa flavanols in it. And so you really want to make sure that you're going for and finding a company that has standard processes in place and also measures for the flavanol contents in their products or in their cocoa. And, you know, we're really looking for, at a minimum, somewhere between 500 and 600 milligrams of cocoa flavanols per serving or per day for some of these benefits that we're talking about.
Okay, so today's call to action is you can order a brand that I endorse and that you endorse as well, Flavonaturals, which you can get by going to Flavonaturals.com. That's Flavonaturals.com, F-L-A-V-A. And they make a functional food kind of cocoa product in various forms. They have drinks. They have powders. I personally use the powder. And they also have bars. And you can check out their brand new Bigger and Bolder Flava bars with 2.5 servings per bar and a lower price at Flavonaturals.com. Yeah, I got samples of some of the bars, and I thought, well, you know, they're a little small. And I guess they address that now. They're bigger and bolder. And contrary to what's happening in the consumer marketplace, they're bigger and at a lower price. You can get them at flavornaturals.com. The suggestion is that you add by various means the cocoa. And so how do you take the cocoa? What I do is I add it to my decaf. My decaf, you know, is sitting in a pot. It gets cold. I reheat it, mix in some cocoa flavanol powder. There's no or minimal carbohydrate calories and no sugar in there. Might add some stevia for flavor. What are some other ways to incorporate this?
Yes, that's a great way. We when I was working with the Steelers, we always had one at the smoothie bar area. So it blends up beautifully in a chocolate flavored shake. It gives it awesome flavor. It's good for kind of a pre-workout shake or sometimes even as a recovery, or we'll split the dose there with that. One of my favorite ways to do it with my kids is to chop up frozen bananas and put that in the food processor or a blender with a splash of a liquid of your choice, whether that's a milk or a non-dairy beverage. And then a scoop of the cocoa flavanols, and it makes like soft serve
That sounds like
love.
A great combination. You can find recipes, by the way, at flavonaturals.com. Thanks very much, Matt, for joining us. And definitely I'm going to be taking my cocoa flavanols tomorrow morning.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Car driver Chris Busher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. President Biden taking a page from the Trump playbook, using the need to help prevent the spread of COVID to expel Venezuelan migrants.
The rule first invoked by former President Trump in 2020 uses emergency public health authority to allow the U.S. to keep migrants from seeking asylum at the border. It's based on the need to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Candidate Joe Biden denounced Trump for it. Now, with midterm elections nearing and increasing numbers of Venezuelans arriving at the border, Biden has turned to his predecessor's playbook. Venezuelans who walk or swim across America's southern border will be expelled, and any who illegally enter Mexico or Panama are ineligible to come to the U.S., but as many as 24,000 will be accepted at U.S. airports. I'm Julie Walker.
Eight people have been shot and wounded early this morning near the campus of James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Police say the violence began outside an off-campus apartment complex. No word on any arrests. Pro-Kremlin officials blamed Ukraine for a rocket attack on a separatist-controlled city in the east of the country.
A Russian investigative committee walk on rubble outside the mayor's office in Donetsk. Inside, a ceiling has partially collapsed on the seats of an assembly room. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials have said Russian rockets struck a city near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, wounding several people. The attacks on both sides come as Russia has lost ground from a Ukrainian counteroffensive focused on the south that has gone into its seventh week. I'm Karen Chamas.
The overarching theme emerging from China's ongoing Communist Party Congress is one of continuity, not change. A week-long meeting, which opened earlier today, expected to reappoint Xi Jinping as its leader, reaffirming a commitment to his policies for the next 5 years. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
There's a change atop the college football poll as the Crimson Tide rolls out of the top five.
The AP poll starts out in familiar fashion. Georgia number one, Ohio State number two. But Tennessee has now moved into the number three slot after beating Alabama on a field goal as time expired Saturday. The Crimson Tide fall to number six out of the top five for the first time since 2019. Meantime, Michigan moved up to number four after blowing out Penn State, which falls to 16. The Wolverines switched places with Clemson, now at five after a win over Florida State. Moving into the top 25, North Carolina at 22 and Tulane at 25. I'm Ben Thomas.
It was worth a trip to Japan for Keegan Bradley, who won the Zozo Championship Sunday with a final round 2-under-68, finishing one shot ahead of Ricky Fowler and Andrew Putnam for his first PGA Tour win in just over 4 years. More at townhall.com. The criminal element is always looking for new ways to make a few bucks.
Thieves are using clone key fobs to steal Dodge muscle cars, then selling them for thousands of dollars less than their actual value. Investigators say the theft ring grabbed numerous Chargers and Challengers. In the meantime, at a Ford assembly plant near Detroit, more than a dozen Mustangs were stolen in early September. Crooks have targeted vehicles by using handheld electronic Pro Pads, a locksmith tool that can clone keys by plugging into interior ports in the vehicles. Jason Walker reporting.
Experts say shopping relatively strong during the past 2 years as people flocked online to spend, aided by pandemic stimulus dollars. You can always check out more on these stories by going to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do?
Appreciate you tuning in. We have a great program for you here today. My friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for having me back again, and great to be here. Hopefully I can impart some great information to the listeners today, and they'll get some great value out of that.
Absolutely. And as you know, our flagship station is right here in the Kansas City metropolitan area. But since this is now a nationally syndicated radio program, it goes all over the country. And Ben, can you help clients or families or individuals anywhere in the country? Is that correct?
That's correct. We buy primarily ourselves, our own company in the Midwest, but we certainly have known connections and individuals that other companies that can help you out no matter where you're at. So we can make sure that we facilitate that and take care of all your listeners.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And tell us what you do with Home Downsizing Solutions.
Home Downsizing Solutions, I guess I like to say that we help seniors and their families transition to senior living in as stress-free and hassle-free as we possibly can by buying their house direct from them.
Okay.
So we save them from getting a house show ready, from any showings that might be necessary in a traditional selling situation, having who knows who coming through your house at inopportune times, and a person does not have to do any repairs or maintenance updates to a house to sell it to us. We buy the house literally as is, with or without any stuff, of course. And one of the big benefits is that we can buy a house, but a person can then typically stay in the house for 30, 60, sometimes 90 days until they make a transition to their new home or apartment community. So we can specialize and, customize a real estate solution for whatever they need.
See, so that is incredible. So there are, you know, tens and tens of thousands of people right now preparing to move to senior care at any level, independent living, assisted living, long-term care. Many may need memory care, et cetera, et cetera. And that's a very stressful time in your life as the senior, as that individual, or maybe a couple, but also for the family, because the family's like, well, wait a minute.
what are we going to do with mom's house? and they're already stressed out enough because of this huge life-changing event, and that this is one of the toughest transitions that a person could work through. And so, what are they going to do with the house, and how could you help that person?
Again, we talk to individuals as to what they want to see happen, what is going on with their specific situation, so that we can provide a solution that is custom tailored to what they need us to do with the real estate. And the other couple of things that I'd like to mention is, in this day and age, it's so easy to have a company or entity say that they buy houses, but my company has actually been doing it for more than literally 25 years at this point, and have the funding available so that we can close as quick as a title company can check title and prepare closing paperwork, which in some cases has been literally within 24 hours of getting a contract. And so if you do want to sell a house on a timely basis and feel that the benefits we offer are good, are positive, that you find value in, then we can be a great solution for people. The other thing is, I'm a veteran, and some people care about that, some people don't. But I certainly want to do all that I can to take care of the individuals that are making that transition, because it is a stressful time. Typically, a house is the most valuable item a person has a lot of times, and so we take that very seriously to do everything that we can to make that transition, again, as stress-free and hassle-free as possible.
Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199. Could also, Ben has an excellent website. It's spelled exactly as it sounds. Home Downsizing Solutions. Don't forget the S. HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. And so, Ben, obviously, we are addressing seniors and their caregivers on this program, and it is so common for someone to be helping their mother, their father, maybe even both of their parents move, you know, transition from their home to a senior care community. And the parents or the parent, they've lived in this house for so many times. They've lived there for decades, and they have, you know, all of this stuff. The house, frankly, needs updated. It may be in disrepair. And so we have a lot of issues. Can you work with someone in that kind of a situation where we still have shag carpet? You know, we might have some fluorescent light fixtures that have been in there for 40 years. Can you work with someone like that, a house like that, as far as being able to buy it as is and help that person out?
Absolutely. We work with all kinds of situations. We work with hoarder situations.
Okay.
Or what I've heard the term aggressive collector
situations. Aggressive collector, yeah.
And so literally we've worked with a lot of situations, you know, a lot of stuff. We've helped people get to a better environment that it really wasn't a safe environment for them to be living in to start with because of, you know, different issues. But we've literally worked with about anything that you can think of. In 25 plus years, I've walked into thousands of houses. And so I don't think there's anything that would scare me or surprise me at this point anymore.
Okay. Now, don't say that, because then you're going to get a surprise. You're like, I just told Steve I've seen it all, and now I'm going to take that back.
if that happens, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. We'll have an update here next month. So, all right. And then, all right. So let me just back up. Again, Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199, online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, you touched on something a little bit earlier, and it was a little bit of a warning, and I kind of want to back up and talk about that. There seem to be a lot of companies out there advertising, and it sounds, on the surface, it sounds kind of similar to Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solution. You know, we'll buy your house, et cetera, but it's not. I think it's one of these other type of companies. I think you had mentioned maybe more like a wholesaler. They promise to buy your house, but they have no intention on buying your house. They're trying to flip it. Can we talk about that for a minute?
And not just flip the house, but actually trying to flip the contract. That's correct. this day and age with technology, the barrier of entry into this business, or what would appear to be an entry into this business, is very low. So a person can create a website very easily. A person can run ads online or send mail, what we would term direct mail, to anybody in the country. We can get lists very easily for people that have owned their house a long time, just to be very transparent. And so it's a business for them. They're very good at sales, especially over the phone sales. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, a lot of times these companies will, well, people will respond to them, obviously, because they want to sell a house. It might need a lot of work. But once these companies get a contract, then they just try and find a buyer, a real buyer for that contract. And in a market that's moving up, as has been happening for the last several years, it's been working out for a number of people. But in the market that we're in now, and I think what we're going to see going forward here for a while, is it can put a seller in a very bad situation if they can't actually sell their house when they thought they had it sold already.
So if I'm a home owner and I'm trying to sell my house and I go with one of these unscrupulous, middleman marketing kind of I think that whole thing is very shady. And I'm trusting them to buy my house and they can't sell it because the market's cooling off. I'm kind of stuck with that contract for a period of time, and I can't get out, I don't suppose.
You should be able to, but there are people out there or are entities out there that will come back and say, well, you signed this for a certain length of time, so I have a certain length of time to perform. And unfortunately, there are some that will threaten a homeowner in order to do that. But if they don't have any money or any skin in the game, they could just walk away, and really the homeowner has no out except to find somebody else to buy their house then.
All right. Do not make that mistake. Call Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The real estate market in the Midwest is cooling off the same as it is on both coasts. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The real estate market in the Midwest is cooling off the same as it is on both coasts. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And I wasn't sure about that, but you told me it was true, so I probably should have had you say true. So, so where I was going with that question was, usually things happen on the coast, and it takes a while to kind of filter into the middle of the country, but not this one.
Correct. That's it seems like, for whatever reason, things typically start on the coast, like you said, and kind of filter into us. I think part of that is that the coast, at least from my experience, from my limited experience, mm-hmm. especially from like the 2008 market correction, the run-up to 2008, and when the market corrected, you had cities like Phoenix, entire states like Florida and Las Vegas that saw some very big appreciation, just like in the last few years now.
Mm-hmm.
But when the market corrected, then they were the ones that fell back the most.
The bubble burst, as they say.
Correct.
Yeah.
And even though we had, here in the Midwest, we had some of that, but we didn't have the large amount of appreciation, so we didn't have quite the pullback in the market as those other markets that had huge run-ups did. I think the only thing, and I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know that it's true, but like in Florida's case, so this time they may be less affected than the rest of the country, just because there's been so much of a migration to Florida over the last, especially 2 years, with COVID from other states. So that's the only difference there that I see.
Okay. All right. That's Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. If you want to work with a straight shooter, one of the most honest people that you will ever meet, if he can help you, he will show you what he can do for you. If he is not the right fit for you, guess what? Remember I said he's a straight shooter? He'll tell you that, too. He'll say, you know what? This might be a better option for you. He will tell you like it is, and if he can help, he can usually help in a major way. Reach out to Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions at 402 855-450-0199. You could also go online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, I'm looking at your website here. There's just so much good information. It says we buy houses for any reason, any condition, and any challenge. So some of the reasons I think that would fall into the category of our listeners of this program might be an inherited property. So have you worked with folks who, you know, unfortunately they had a death in the family? And again, the family is like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with the house? Because they inherited the property.
Yes, we've certainly worked with inherited or probate estate situations many times. And especially for if a person lives in another geographic part of the country than the property is in, say the property is here in Kansas City, but the siblings or the person that inherited the property is in Florida, we've made arrangements so that the paperwork can all be sent to them. If they don't want to come back and do anything with the house, they just want to sell it and be done.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we can buy a house completely as is. We can have, with an authorization from the current owner, we can have a locksmith go in and change locks so that we can have access to the property. And we can have all the paperwork done virtually or remotely so that a person doesn't have to come back at all, doesn't have to travel at all. So, again, we'll do whatever we can, whatever a seller wants us to make that happen for them.
And so what's the process if someone says, you know what, this is really, really piquing my interest and I want to reach out? So they give you a phone call or they might reach out through the website. What is the process to engage with Ben Sochak in Home Downsizing Solutions to get that ball rolling? And what does that look like?
Sure. Typically, as you mentioned, either a person will contact us and they can call us at our toll-free number since there's might be people listening from outside the area.
Okay, and what is that?
It's 855-291-5005. And so either they can contact us that way or go through the website. We will take some information about the property over the phone or through the website. We'll do a little bit of our research that we can do online. And then we'd come out and actually look at the property. Again, if a person's here, that's great. We'd love to meet with them and talk to them about their property. If a person lives out of the area, we can make arrangements then to see the property. And before we arrive, we will do our best to do our research as far as property values in the area and everything that we can so that when we're at the property, after we inspect it, we can make one or more offers at that point or provide one or more solutions at that point. And as you mentioned, if selling the house directly to us is not the right solution for a person, if they don't put value into the benefits that we offer to them, then I'm happy to make an introduction to a traditional agent that might be a better fit to them. So my whole goal, I think the reason that we've been in business for 25 years, is we don't push anybody in one direction. We talk to an individual and figure out what's important to them, and whether that is listing a house with a traditional agent or having us buy the house directly from them, whatever they feel is best for their specific situation is what we can provide.
So let me say how refreshing that is. I was just at a big thing over the weekend in Texas, and I just kind of ran into all kinds of people who it's sell anything and everything to anyone and everyone. And it's all about closing the deal and making the sale come hell or high water, and that's it. And it is so refreshing. Let me say, it's so refreshing to talk to you and know that you do not operate that way. And so we're a lot the same. If we can help you, we'll show you what we can do. We'll show you what that looks like. And then we're not going to push you and try to quote unquote, close the deal or whatever. We're just going to say, here's how we can help you. Here's our offer. This is what it looks like. And then we leave it in their court.
Correct. Obviously, do everything that we can. What I have said in the past, too, is I like to educate a person as to what the benefits and downside are of each solution, whether it's listing a house or a direct cash home buyer like us, and so that they are at least more educated about the process and can choose the best thing for them.
All right, and then as we close out here, tell us a little bit about this book, Home Downsizing Secrets.
Home Downsizing Secrets is a book that, I guess this earlier this year that I put that out. It's kind of a refresh from a previous book.
Okay.
But if anybody'd like a book about home downsizing, what I would call the reality of selling a house and downsizing, just go to homedownsizingsecrets.com to get your free copy. Or again, you can call my office toll free 855-291-5005, and I'd be happy to help them any way that we can.
Okay, that's homedownsizingsecrets.com. And let's have that toll-free number one more time, Ben.
That's 855-291-5005, and we'd love to hear from you.
All right, that's Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. If you're interested in selling your house as is for cash, working with a great guy, reputable business, and in business for over 25 years, veteran-owned, reach out to Ben today and see if that's a good fit for you. Ben, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks for having me again, and I hope that your listeners got some value out of today's show.
I know they did. Thank you so much. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
and cost savings. And one of the really cool segments of the smart home space is smart lighting. Not familiar with smart lighting? Jimmy Chu is from NanoLeaf, makers of smart lighting products, and he tells us how they got started.
Right now, when you have smart lighting, it's really a light bulb that you could control with your phone, right? So it's moving the light switch from your wall down to your phone, and now there's voice assistants that can control it. But in my opinion, that's not really smart. Like, I think smart lighting really needs some level of intelligence and automation, and that's part of what NanoLeaf is building towards. I remember, like, we were at CES and we were in Vegas, and we're walking through the Venetian, and there's that area of the Venetian where the ceiling emulates the sky. And that's what inspired us to create these modular light panels, and it'll kind of emulate that warm hug of the sky.
More on NanoLeaf and smart lighting for your home tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Did you know that 6.5 million individuals are living with Alzheimer's disease? And by the year 2050, that number is anticipated to double. Hi, I'm Washington State Representative Cindy Ryu and Board Chair of Women in Government. What many people don't know is that Alzheimer's dementia is more than memory loss. Other symptoms include depression, apathy, delusions, and agitation. These symptoms can make disease management very difficult and challenging for caregivers. For more information, visit womeningovernment.org.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I want to talk about the assisted living level of care, and I've spoken many times on this program previously about what that is. It's a social model. It's not a medical model, but they provide a tremendous amount of support helping you with your activities of daily living. This is also why I say that this is the second most difficult level of care to navigate and kind of sort through and select the right one for you, because it is not, and I do repeat, it is not a standardized model. So when you look at long-term care and the licensure connected to long-term care, they're all about the same. They all offer about the same thing. Now, clearly, some of them deliver better than others. Some do a great job, some not so great, and a whole bunch in the middle. But assisted living is a very wide lane. I give lots and lots and lots of presentations, some virtually, usually in person, and I like to use graphics. It really helps to drive the point home. But in the graphic where I talk about, you know, the primary levels of care, in the assisted living graphic, I make that a very wide lane, because some of them offer just a little bit of support or help with your activities of daily living, and some of them offer a tremendous amount of support and bend over backwards to keep you out of a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. But there's a major catch at the assisted living level. And please, I don't want to hear from anyone saying, oh, you don't like assisted living. Yeah, I do. I love it. There's a tremendous need for the assisted living level of care. So many people could benefit from the 24-hour care offered at the assisted living level of care. But there are some catches here that you need to understand. And I'm not throwing assisted living under the bus. I love it. I'm not beating them up. I'm not doing anything other than fulfilling the mission of this program, and that is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. I'm going to tell you a little inside baseball, a little scoop, a little what's up. right? Many assisted living residents have to discharge to a higher level of care. There's a lot of conflicting information out in the marketplace. You could go and talk to five different assisted living communities and hear five different stories. So, again, I just want to review some of the common issues that will result in you being discharged or receiving a discharge letter from your assisted living community. And let's just go through these one by one. All right, and these are common issues that can trigger a 30-day discharge. All right, number one, the resident becomes a two-person transfer. All right, what does that mean? So typically, and there are always exceptions, okay, but typically, assisted living level of care, assisted living communities, they're staffed, all of them, to provide a one-person transfer. So if someone is weak or maybe a little unsteady, and one staff person can help you move from point A to point B. So get out of bed and get to your walker. Get out of your reclining chair and get to your wheelchair, on and off the toilet, in and out of the shower. One staff person can help you. If you are weakened to the point of requiring a two-person transfer, two staff people, to help move you from point A to point B, that is a discharge trigger for not, did they lie to me, Steve? I'm like, nope, don't drag me into that. I wasn't there. I don't know what was said. However, this very clearly falls into the category of overpromise, underdeliver. By an aggressive sales or marketing representative. Okay? So if you're out shopping for assisted living, you need to ask the question, can you accommodate a two-person transfer? And if the answer is yes, then your loved one can stay there longer than I would say the majority of them that would say no if they're being honest with you. All right? So that's one of the big ones. Number two, just requiring too much care. Your needs have outpaced what they can provide. You have exceeded their threshold. And again, the staffing model in assisted living has limitations with almost all of them, and you may just need more help than they can offer. And again, that goes back to you need to go in eyes wide open that your loved one may or may not be able to live in this assisted living community for the rest of their life. And guess what? They very well may be able to do that. It's very possible. But so many times it's not possible. And I'm just talking about those times. All right, number three, incontinence care is becoming more and more necessary. And you may, again, exceed their threshold. So most places, most assisted living communities can help with at least minimal incontinence management and assistance. However, if that becomes kind of off the charts or it's you're not able to manage that and they have to fully manage incontinence management, most... not all, right? There are always exceptions in gray areas, but most assisted living communities have a threshold. You need to ask about that. You need to talk about this. Well, Steve, this seems like a lot, and there's so many things we don't know. Well, yeah, that's why I created my firm, Senior Care Consulting, to help families and individuals through this search and selection process, because I understand every single bit of it, and I'm able to help my clients walk through this search and selection process with a minimum amount of time and a high degree of confidence once they finally make a choice. So I'm just trying to help you out here and give you a heads up if you're doing this on your own, which you can definitely do. All right, number four, if you need a low air loss mattress, to prevent, and the reason you would need a low air loss mattress is to prevent wound care issues and skin breakdown. So this would be for someone who lays in bed for, you know, hours and hours per day. Maybe they're sitting in a wheelchair, hours and hours per day, and you have these pressure points on your body, and your tailbone is like a major source of this, right? But it could be other parts of your body, and then you end up developing a bed sore or a pressure ulcer or a wound care type of an issue. They do not have the staffing to provide it. Now, if it's a minor wound care issue, they may be able to bring in a Medicare-certified home health agency to help with wound care management and dressing changes. But if it's any more than a minor situation, you're out. It's just not an appropriate placement. And especially if you're in bed so much that you need a low air loss mattress, you need to be in long-term care like right now. Okay, number five, if your loved one needs medical care, and I just mentioned wound care, but another one, compression wraps for lymphedema may require a mechanical lift, which would be a replacement for that two-person transfer. Maybe they need tube feeding, IV therapy, so some of these very specific medical needs, catheter management. A lot of these things fall into that medical category. It's just not appropriate for the assisted living level. And again, if you decline to the point where you're needing some of these services, you're going to get the discharge and you'll have to move to long-term care, also known as a nursing home. All right, number six, if your loved one requires pain management and it's more than they can handle. So most places could probably deal with, of course, distributing pain medication. Sometimes they might even be able to deal with pain patches, but they're not going to be able to deal with pain injections, managing a pain management pump that's an implanted pump. If it's too exotic at all, then that's not going to be a fit. And coming up next, I'll finish my list of all of the reasons that you could expect to be discharged from assisted living.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 22nd at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. Whether you like to race or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk for only $30 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenetreading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center right here in Redding. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. That's the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
J-O-Y.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I'm talking about some of the many reasons that you may receive a discharge from the assisted living level of care. So we left off with six. Let's move it on up to number seven. It could be as simple as needing diabetic management with insulin injections. Now, if the resident can do their own injections, but the staff at the assisted living community can kind of help say, okay, well, according to your blood sugar level, then, you know, we need, you know, we click, 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 and you click the pen, but the resident can give their own injection. You can do that at most places. Here's where it gets really, really dicey. If the resident can no longer do their own injections and you need their staff to do it, now I would say the vast majority of assisted living communities cannot accommodate that, because guess what? You would have to have an LPN in the building round the clock, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And many, 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 many of them may have a nurse available or on call at the overnight shift, but maybe not in the building on staff and in person. That's kind of the rub right there. So that may be an issue. If you need help eating your food, or if you need a specialized diet, such as a pureed diet or thickened liquids or another specialized diet, they may not be able to accommodate that. They may, but they may not. And then let me just say this. All assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive impairment. Okay, so if you contact one, they're going to say, oh, yeah, we offer memory care. We take care of individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia. They'll say that even if they do not have a separate memory care neighborhood. Okay, so again, all places provide care and assistance to residents with memory issues and cognitive impairment, but it's usually on the lighter end of it. But if you have memory issues that exceed, again, exceed their limits, exceed their threshold, and if they have a memory care neighborhood within the building, you could certainly transition to that part of the building where they provide specialized care for residents with cognitive impairment. But if they don't, guess what? You're going to have to move. And so you may have a decline. Your loved one may be wandering, so they're just kind of they're cruising around. They may walk out the front door and unintentionally put themselves in harm's way. And now they're considered an elopement risk. And you get this call saying, hey, your mom just walked outside, and it's too cold, it's too hot, there's traffic, et cetera, et cetera. We no longer trust her to stay indoors. She's now considered an elopement risk. You're going to have to move. That happens all the time. So you have to think forward, think ahead, and anticipate potential needs when you're going through this whole search and selection process. Then you have to make sure that the assisted living community that you're talking to can address all of your current needs and address your potential future needs. Number 10, if the assisted living community has a memory care neighborhood, again, you can transfer them to that part of the building, and that usually takes care of any wandering or elopement risk. But remember, the assisted living level of care is the level of care. The memory care is the type of care within the level of care. So too often I've had all kinds of people say, well, the assisted living has memory care, and that's the nursing home part, right? And I'm like, nope, that's the assisted living level of care, helping you with those activities of daily living, providing a tremendous amount of support, but it's in a secured environment with staff trained special training to help with the special needs of residents with cognitive impairment. It is not long-term care, period. All right, number 11, if you run out of money, you're going to get discharged from most assisted living communities. That's because now, not all of them, but I would say the majority of assisted living communities are private pay only. So even if you're in a private pay only community, even if you've lived there for years and years and years, the minute you're out of money, you're out because they have no way to collect their expenses, their costs. Who are they going to bill? There's no one to bill. Okay, so if you're in a private pay-only community and you run out of money, you will get a discharge. Number 12, if your loved one is falling too much, okay, so they're really unsteady on their feet, they're falling a lot, that will usually trigger a discharge. And I don't have time to go into this today, but let me just say this. Do not ever, 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 never, 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 ever, 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 ever sign a negotiated risk agreement. Just trust me on that one, and on some other program, I'll break that down. Just don't sign one. You're better off moving to the proper level of care. All right, number 13, if your loved one has any negative, and I'm putting my air quotes up here, behaviors, they will be discharged. Now, this could be just too much wandering. It could be wandering in and out of other resident rooms or other resident apartments. It could be exit seeking. In the case of memory impairment, it could be foul language, inappropriate language with the opposite sex. It could be inappropriate sexual advances. This happens all the time, and God bless them. This is the disease acting up, not the individual, but you still can't have it. Okay, it could be an aggressive or combative behavior. It could be hallucinations that are just super disruptive. There are a lot of things that fall into the category of negative behaviors that will get you a discharge as well. So what can you do to help extend and maximize the stay at your chosen assisted living community? Well, number one, listen to this program and know what to look for, right? So ask the right questions about their limitations. Understand what you're getting into and how much care they actually provide by asking great questions. Number two, if your loved one has memory-related issues, make darn sure you choose a place that provides memory care. And that's a separate neighborhood, separate area of the building within that community that can accommodate care. It's a secured part of the building. It's segregated. There are codes on the doors, and there's a lot that goes into it. Make sure they have one of those. If they don't, you may have to move. Number three, choose an assisted living level of care that's connected to long-term care. They're both together. They might be down the hall or across the hall from each other. So if your loved one needs that medical level of care, that highest level of care, they can easily transition from one level to the other and not be discharged. Okay, that takes care of it. That's a pretty good deal right there. And then number four, understand the finances of it all. Do the math and make sure you can afford it, and have a plan for if your loved one should outlive.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All right, so hopefully that helped you out. I could have spent 2 hours with tons and tons of examples on all of that. And again, that's why so many people work with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, to help them determine what they need and then find the right place and the best fit that meet all of their needs. So, again, if you have questions about that, Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll be happy to answer some questions for you and try to help you out if I can. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here, on Senior Care Live.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostro. Raleigh, North Carolina continues to try to recover from last week's shooting. Jennifer Metallo is chaplain coordinator for the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, and she tells WTVD the mood there is somber.
This community is reeling. There's a senselessness to things like this, and so we just pray for that hope, that spark of hope, to just come back into this community.
Police say a 15-year-old boy dressed in camouflage and armed with a shotgun, according to 911 callers, turned the gently curving streets of the Headingham area and the Riverside Greenway beyond into a killing zone. And when the shooting was over Thursday, five people were dead. Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro, former President da Silva, clashing in their first one-on-one debate 2 weeks before the presidential election runoff. Debates in the election's first round featured several other candidates, none of whom garnered more than 5%. Of the October 2nd vote. Palestinian militants in the northern West Bank have carried out several roadside shootings in recent weeks. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the violence has put Israel and Israeli people on guard.
It's serious. I'm told from my sources in Judean Samaria that there are actually far more attempted terrorist attacks than are actually making the news. So it's a low-grade war. We experience this periodically. I think the major precipitating issue here is the breakdown of the Palestinian Authority. It's just finally falling apart.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network.
It's so corrupt and so unpopular, and it's lost effective control over the northern part of what you would call the West Bank. Samaria, of Nablus and Jenin, are now effectively in the hands of Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Several inmates were killed after a fire broke out at a prison in Iran's capital.
A firefighter puts out singeing embers from an overnight fire at Tehran's Evin prison. Speaking from the site, an Iranian TV reporter picks up a piece of burnt cloth from the floor. Tehran's governor, Mohsen Mansouri, explains this fire was caused by a fight between some prisoners in a sewing workshop. The workshop was set up to create jobs for prisoners. The blaze comes as nationwide anti-government protests triggered by the death of a young woman in police custody entered a fifth week. In online videos, gunshots and explosions could be heard in the area of the prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
Italy's conservative political leadership marked the 79th anniversary of the World War II roundup of Rome's Jews Sunday with calls for such horror to never occur again. Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Labor Department publishing a new proposal on how workers should be classified.
The proposal says that thousands of people have been incorrectly labeled as contractors rather than employees, potentially curtailing access to benefits and protections they rightfully deserve. The department said that misclassifying workers as independent contractors denies those workers protections under federal labor standards, promotes wage theft, allows certain employees to gain an unfair advantage over business, and hurts the economy. John Scott reporting.
Telemedicine exploded in popularity after COVID hit, but limits are returning, especially for care delivered across state lines, and that's complicating follow-up treatments for some cancer patients and other types of care like mental health therapy and routine doctor check-ins. Over the past year, nearly 40 states and Washington, D.C. have ended emergency declarations that made it easier for doctors to use video visits. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
It's that time of year again for the Sundial Riffle Raffle, a tradition for over 30 years. The raffle has always been about our kids, and this year we're not ducking out. Over $5 million has been raised for substance abuse prevention and youth development, and the Sundial Riffle Raffle is ready to raise more. The grand prize winner of the raffle will receive $10,000 cash, and second place will receive a houseboat vacation. Enter today at sundialriffleraffle.com and continue supporting our kids.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a program about you and your health. 877-726-8255 is our number. Everything is fair game, but we focus specifically on natural approaches to health optimization. Yeah, we also talk about high-tech medical interventions where appropriate. We put those all together for you, and we call that Intelligent Medicine. Our number, 877-726-8255. We've got lots to talk about on this beautiful weekend. We're going to talk a little later about the latest study on colonoscopy, the first big study of its kind to demonstrate or potentially refute the benefits of colonoscopy for prevention of dying. Yeah, that's an important study. 877-726-8255. We'll also talk about the potential hazards of vaping. It's baseball season, and new headline. Playoffs are underway, of course. Major League Baseball signs historic CBD deal with a major manufacturer of cannabinoid products. Our number, 877-726-8255. We'll take some of your calls in just a few moments. But first, let's talk about vitamin D, because there's a big study out on vitamin D just this last week. And I hearken back to a newsletter article that I wrote a few weeks ago entitled, "What's Up with That Vitamin D Study?" And I wrote it in the wake of headlines like these. This is from the New York Times. Study finds another condition that vitamin D pills do not help. Scientific Tech Daily writes, study finds vitamin D supplements do not reduce risk of broken bones. And Forbes, a major business magazine, writes, stop taking vitamin D already. And that sentiment was echoed in some, I think, really, really absurd and scurrilous editorials in medical journals that suggest that we should stop checking for vitamin D levels, not bother because it doesn't really matter, and that we shouldn't bother taking vitamin D pills anymore because their benefits are unproven. And in fact, they have the studies to show that vitamin D supplementation is worthless. And so I've been talking about vitamin D for many, many years here on Intelligent Medicine, at least 20 years. And I just received a very nice text from one of our fans and listeners who says that it's changed his life. He's been a longtime listener, and he, like many of you, has been influenced by me to take vitamin D supplements to the benefit of their health. And so what's the real story? Well, big study out this week, and it comes to us from something called the Biobank study that was done in the United Kingdom, and I think comprises some Scandinavian countries as well. It looks at an enormous number of participants. I think that the number is well over 100,000 participants. And what they did is they looked at whether taking vitamin D or multivitamin supplements had an impact on various health outcomes, including a very, very important health outcome. By the way, here's the number, and I underestimated. It's nearly a half a million participants, 445,000 participants, age 40 to 73 from the UK Biobank. Okay, so it looks at the impact of taking either a multivitamin, which may contain trivial amounts of vitamin D, or specifically taking some additional vitamin D, either prescription vitamin D, which is sometimes prescribed by doctors, or an over-the-counter vitamin D supplement. And we don't even know precisely the dosage. The dosage is likely to be less than desirable, but at least these people were surveyed, and they responded as to whether they were taking vitamin D or not. And here's what they found. They found that reduced all-cause mortality, 10% reduced. That's very, very dramatic. And it reached statistical significance. When it came to cardiovascular disease, there was an 11% reduction. When it came to cancer, there was an 11% reduction. And for respiratory disease, there was a 29% reduction. The median follow-up, number of years of follow-up of use of vitamin D, was around 12. This is published in the Journal of Internal Medicine last month. And specifically, they also looked at vitamin D levels. What they found is that both vitamin D deficiency and insufficiently were strongly associated with all mortality outcomes. In other words, if you had vitamin D deficiency or insufficiency, you're more likely to die. And unfortunately, number of individuals who had vitamin D deficiency, 21%, the number with insufficiency, in other words, they weren't deficient, but they had insufficient amounts, not optimal amounts of vitamin D, 34%. So the majority of individuals in this study, even when taking vitamin D, they still had vitamin D deficiency or insufficiency, which is something that we see all the time. When we see patients and, you know, we ask, are you taking vitamin D? Yes, I'm taking 1,000 international units of vitamin D. Well, your vitamin D is low because some people require more. They don't get sunlight. They have some metabolic problem. They have malabsorption, whatever, that causes them to have insufficient amounts of vitamin D. So big study. And again, this is an observational study. The gold standard in medical research is a double-blind placebo control study. But you can't conduct a study with 445,000 individuals. It would be too expensive. Then you'd have to make sure day in and day out that they were taking their vitamin D. It would cost, you know, not millions, but possibly hundreds of millions of dollars to do. And therefore, in some of these limited studies, vitamin D supplementation has fallen short, resulting in calls to stop taking vitamin D already. That is a total misrepresentation of the science. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 22nd at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. Whether you like to race or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk for only $30 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenetreading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center right here in Reading. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. That's the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock. Sign up online today at carenet.reading.org.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255, and we have a caller. We got John from Connecticut. How you doing?
Dr. Hoffman, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm doing good, thanks. Well, I have muscle pain a lot, you know. I'm a type 2 diabetic. But I take the biocurcumin stuff, but it just doesn't seem to help. And I was wondering, could it be my tendons and ligaments that are making me ache all the time, like arms?
Yes, well, absolutely. You know, and the fact that you're a type 2 diabetic, and you sound like a young guy. How old are you?
62.
I'm sorry?
Oh, 62.
62. Well, you have a youthful voice, but yeah, I still consider you young. I mean, relative to me, you're young. I just turned the corner on 70, so yeah, you're young. But yeah, with type 2 diabetics, they have a little more in the way of an inflammatory drive. And so anything you can do to reduce the inflammation by losing weight or by optimizing your blood sugar, these are things that can help. I don't know what your height and weight are. You know, we'd do a detailed history on you and, you know, see if that could be optimized, because there's no question that, I mean, thin people get plenty of aches and pains as they age, but there is a tendency to have more in the way of muscle inflammation and joint and tendon problems and even arthritis if you have type 2 diabetes. So you want to get that in check. So where's the back pain? The back pain's in the middle of the back, you know, around your hips. Where is it?
It's funny. When I'm in my car, sometimes it bothers me and sometimes it doesn't. We're in bed.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, I mean, that's the typical kind of back pain that individuals our age get. And so, you know, I would say the first step at dealing with that would be something along the lines of physical therapy, strengthening your core, doing stretching, doing it religiously. And you're not going to get instantaneous results. It may take months and even years to turn the corner on that. That's number one. The other thing is that you ought to think about the Dr. John Sarno connection, because a lot of back pain is psychosomatic. That doesn't mean that it's imagined, but there's a stress component to it. And cognitive behavioral therapy using the Sarno method can alleviate back pain in many cases. But yes, you can take natural anti-inflammatories. You can take curcumin and bromelain. I'll talk a little later about, you know, how to get the right type of curcumin, because a lot of curcumin on the market that just ain't up to snuff. That according to a recent survey and analysis of products that are available over the counter, because some of them just aren't good. They're not doing the job. So you can also take lots and lots of omega-3 fatty acids. Fish oil has been demonstrated in some studies to alleviate back pain. And there are natural approaches, acupuncture, chiropractic, various forms of manipulation can be helpful. Massage can be helpful for the back. But the big clue here is that you got type 2 diabetes, and that may mean that you've got more in the way of inflammation in your body. You know, simply goes together with type 2 diabetes. And alleviating that through natural means, through a very clean diet and exercise, and the right kind of supplements can make a big difference. So you're a candidate for holistic interventions, and it may be a combination of those that reduce your back pain susceptibility. So good call. I mean, you sound like a typical patient who'd come to see me. You know, I'm achy, I got type 2 diabetes, what do I do? And, yeah, there's not a pain pill that's going to alleviate that. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All right. When it comes to stress, yeah, we're talking about stress being a component of back pain. Here's an interesting statistic. The effects of our overstimulated stress-averse society are mounting. More than half of adults recently said they were under high stress in 2017. That was pre-pandemic. Anxiety grew by 39% in a recent one-year period. Pandemic effects and, you know, the cumulative effects of our media, you know, our dependence on social media and screen time is increasing. Attention spans fell by 33% from 2000 to 2015. That's not good news for our kids and for our productivity. Depression diagnoses up 33% since 2013. And there's a new recommendation that all adults should not be screened for anxiety, just like we screen adults for cancer, for heart disease, but they don't ask about your state of mind. But yeah, maybe that's important. So here's that's a segue to an announcement that the supplements that I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That is important to me, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Our Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness. We talked about that in a recent podcast with my good colleague Neil Levin. Myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. Myo-inositol powder promotes emotional and mental wellness and healthy eating patterns. L-theanine can support relaxation without drowsiness and promotes healthy cognitive function. And clinical stress relief has some unique ingredients that have been shown to support healthy cortisol levels and thus can help to relieve the symptoms of stress from everyday life. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for more information and to order. All right, this item is concerning because new statistic, more than 2.5 million U.S. teens vaped in 2022. And that is very concerning because, they're vaping nicotine, which is addictive, and B, they're taking in very hot chemicals into their lungs, which very quickly go into their blood vessels. And the concern is that this is not just impairing their lung function, because, yes, burning plant matter from cigarettes or from smoking joints can damage the lungs. But when you vape, there are potential vehicles, harmful chemicals, flavorings that affect the lungs, but actually go directly into your blood vessels that may affect the endothelial lining of your blood vessels and thus accelerate the progression to cardiovascular disease. And, yes, these chemicals go directly to the brain. So vaping is, I think, a terrible plague on our society, and it's a way around the warnings about the hazards of cigarette smoking. Now kids can vape. They can do so discreetly, hiding it even in a classroom. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD Plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims.
So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Last time on this segment, celebrating Cadillac's 120th anniversary with a look back at all the innovation throughout the past 12 decades. But the company is looking ahead too, especially with its 2023 Cadillac Lyriq, Cadillac's first all-electric vehicle. We caught up with Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
The car has that bold standout style. Again, original design that we hear is really impactful to our customers and makes us differentiate in the marketplace. We have over 300 miles of range on our 100 kilowatt hour battery pack, a home charger that's 19.2 kilowatts. Also, you know, we have a 190 kilowatt DC fast charger, and this gives us the capability to recharge the vehicle quickly, almost 80 miles in 10 minutes. You can almost get 200 miles in 30 minutes.
It also has Cadillac Super Cruise, the world's first true hands-free driving system for the freeway. Learn more about the Lyriq at Cadillac.com/Lyriq.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. In a moment, we'll talk about CBD in the MLB for playoff season. And before we get to that, when it comes to COVID, obviously, in retrospect, we made some terrible mistakes in how we managed this crisis. And among them, I think, one of the most important mistakes that we made is that we were all in on social distancing and masking and lockdowns and quarantines. And then came the vaccine, and then came medications that were supposed to vanquish COVID. And it was an unbalanced approach, because what we should have been doing and giving equal voice to were strategies that would improve our terrain, an effort to alert the populace to the importance of optimizing weight and optimizing diet and optimizing sleep and doing some exercise to improve our underlying immunity, because that is crucial. It may not be the whole game for individuals. It's not entirely a merit system. And then there were the supplements that might have a beneficial effect on COVID. And instead of encouraging the use of supplements, so the government actually attacked practitioners who advocated supplements for COVID. They said it was misinformation. And so it was during that time that I spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I wrote a special report, Immunity Reset, a personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. And I want you to get a chance to look at it, because COVID is still with us, notwithstanding that it's far weaker than in the beginning. It's a weaker strain. The Omicron seems to be much more manageable. But you can take your power back when it comes to your immune health by getting my special report, Immunity Reset. Just go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu, and then click Immunity Reset. It's a free resource for you there. And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on it, because people have said it's high time that we emphasize the terrain and not just the spike protein or whatever it is that we go after with the vaccines and the medications that are targeted to COVID. That's not going to be, that's only a partial solution to the pandemic problem. 877-726-8255, our number. And headline here, Major League Baseball signs historic CBD deal with Charlotte's Web. Charlotte's Web is one of the big manufacturers of cannabidiol products, CBD products, hemp-derived products. And it's a milestone because they're the first major sports league in the United States to bring on a CBD sponsor. Now, it used to be the opposite, is that pot was strictly for Bowden. I mean, you could drink yourself completely into oblivion. You know, think some of the stars of baseball's past, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle. These are hard-drinking guys. It was a hard-drinking culture, but pot was highly discouraged. In 2018, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, removed CBD from the list of prohibited substances. In 2019, Major League Baseball followed suit and removed CBD from its list of banned drugs. It was the first U.S. sports league to do it. And now they're courting a sponsorship with a major maker of CBD products. So Charlotte Swale will be, quote, the official CBD of Major League Baseball. So it is truly a must. But, you know, on the other hand, THC, not great for performance. If you've got a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, four-seamer headed towards your head at the plate, you will not have wanted to take a THC edible or smoke a joint prior to a game. It just is not going to work. But CBD does not have negative effects. And to the previous caller earlier, you know, who was suffering from pain, one of the major reasons, motivations for athletes to take CBD is because they're constantly injuring themselves. They're suffering from aches and pains, muscle strains, overexertion. And CBD has the potential to have analgesic effects and certainly could play a role in dealing with back pain and other everyday annoyances that people experience, not just with sports, but with the aging process itself. So, you know, this is, I think, an encouraging milestone. And we've got to distinguish between CBD and THC. THC definitely not compatible with sports performance. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of, well, while we're talking about sports, the role that cocoflavanols may play in accentuating and improving exercise performance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's Cell Range line, Cell 1, Cell 2, and Cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. srw.co.
prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Some of you may recall an article in the New York Times this July entitled, "Is Chocolate Good for You? Studies suggest that cocoa might benefit health, but it's unclear how that may translate to a typical bar of chocolate." And indeed, chocolate may be a healthy pleasure. That's actually the name of a health food store that I owned in the 1990s. It's called Healthy Pleasures, and it's great when something that tastes great can confer health benefits. To talk to us about this, with specific emphasis on the role of cocoa flavanols for exercise performance, is today's guest, Matthew Darnell. He's a PhD, registered dietitian. He's got a bunch of additional initials after his name. He is a professor of the sports science, master's in science program at the University of Pittsburgh. And also, he happens to be the sports dietitian for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's an important role on sports teams these days. And he's an expert on cocoa flavanols. So welcome, Matt. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
I'm honored to be on here with you.
Indeed. So tell us a little bit about what flavanols are and how cocoa flavanols may be beneficial for us.
So
flavanols are actually a bioactive compound within chocolate and a lot of other foods that we typically might hear about being superfoods, right? Like our green peas and berries, and even, you know, we'll talk about, you'll probably hear a lot in the news too about red wine, and some of the, you know, the health benefits of red wine. And so, you know, flavanols really refer to the sum of you know, simple flavanols, including epicatechins, that are present in a lot of these superfoods.
And like really EGCG, for example, in green tea, which is a popular supplement.
Exactly, yeah. And we talk about certain foods having polyphenols. And really what it is it's the chemicals in the plants that give them their unique characteristics, right? So there's certain polyphenols like anthocyanins that make blueberries blue or that reddish blue color. And that color comes from an anthocyanin. That's the chemical compound that gives it that color or that flavor. And, you know, just like capsaicin is the things that make peppers hot. And so there's flavanols and there's you know, groupings of flavanols in different types of plants and fruits and vegetables. And, particularly cocoa, what we're talking about today, has a really high level of something we call cocoa flavanols and flavanol compounds in those, giving it its unique characteristics.
So I'm contemplating taking a 25-mile bike ride tomorrow across hilly terrain. Why should I be considering taking a cocoa flavanol supplement before I get out on the road?
And that's a great question. And like red wine or blueberries, where they have these chemical compounds that we know are maybe pro or antioxidants or might have some healthy pro-oxidants in them, cocoa flavanols actually have an impact on something called nitric oxide production in our body. And nitric oxide is important for vasodilation and the health of our arterial function. And so there's actually, you know, beetroot juice has been a really popular one that has kind of sprung across the athletic world for a way of increasing nitric oxide or increasing vasodilation. And the cocoa flavanols can increase vasodilation and actually kind of help prime you for, you know, better performance. So increased vasodilation helps increase blood flow, increase nutrients to the muscles, and there's a handful of evidence out there on the benefits of increasing nitric oxide production for increasing exercise performance.
Is this part of your program for NFL football players? Because you're the dietitian for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Are you encouraging the use of dietary nitrates and specifically cocoa flavanols, you know, as an ongoing thing or a pregame kind of thing?
Yes. So actually, I recently transitioned away from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was a sports dietitian for 7 years.
Oh, that's
years.
Maybe why they're not doing so well this year. They need you back.
You said it.
I wasn't going to mention it, but since you're no longer affiliated with them, we can reveal it.
Yes. Yeah, so I recently accepted a new position as the director of sports science for Exos, which is, you know, a human performance company. And you might be familiar with them for training, you know, probably the largest percentage of the combine, the NFL combine class.
It's a great outfit. I've been reading about it, and it's just really exciting what they're doing. So I'm happy to hear that you obtained a position with them.
Yes. It's you know, everything from, you know, they're a coaching company that helps you kind of get better or make, you know, reach your goals. And mm-hmm. So everywhere from corporate wellness to elite athletes. But yes, when I was working with the Steelers, cocoa flavanols and increasing nitric oxide production was definitely something that we focused on for both recovery and long-term health and longevity, cognitive benefits, as well as the performance benefits. So, you know, an acute dose of the cocoa flavanol supplements, an acute dose of cocoa flavanols, which is coming from food, it's a food source, and, you know, an hour before physical activity has shown to increase some exercise performance. But the great thing about it is for long-term health and longevity, chronic intake, you know, we've seen up to like 20 to 28 days of long-term use drastically reduces blood pressure, increases vasodilation, increases nitric oxide production, decreases cardiovascular incidence. And so I love things that have multiple benefits, right? They taste good. They improve performance. And long-term health and longevity is always a goal for all the athletes that I work with, right? I don't just care about game day. I care about the rest of your life.
Right. So so we can extrapolate these athletic performance benefits to other benefits, brain health, cardiovascular benefits. There's a recent study that suggests that the COSMO study that suggests that cardiovascular mortality is reduced with administration of cocoflavanols. And then, of course, blood pressure benefits. And, you know, I don't think there's a lot of specific studies, correct me if I'm wrong, but also we can imagine that nitric oxide plays a role in sexual functioning, and therefore cocoa may support, you know, it's considered an aphrodisiac,
yes.
You know, traditionally.
Yes.
And maybe there's something to that. It's not just like, wow, I'm going to give my girlfriend a box of chocolate and, you know, maybe I'll get lucky.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if we're talking about vasodilation and we're talking about increased blood flow, that applies to many different aspects of life as you're kind of getting out there. And it's funny, like when some of the L-arginine and nitric oxide supplements came out on the market, they kind of dubbed them as like the athlete's Viagra, you know, as a joke. You know, but I'm not saying you're going to be, you know, like the benefits aren't, you know, medicinal in that sense, like, but definitely, you know, the vasodilation.
There's a potential. It works on the same mechanism.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people are listening because they're saying, this great, I'm going to go out and get some high-test, chocolate bar. I'll get it like an 85%, 88%, 92% chocolate. And in your, I reviewed your excellent PowerPoint presentation, which I think you present to professional audiences. And in it, you have an interesting comparison because a high cocoa percentage in a bar does not necessarily equate to cocoflavanols. Am I correct?
That is 100% correct. So, you know, a lot of times we think like, okay, chocolate, you know, we need to eat dark chocolate. Dark chocolate's healthier. It might have more cocoa content, but it doesn't mean it has more flavanol content. So what you really need to look at is how that cocoa is produced. And through many of the ways that manufacturers produce cocoa, it actually eliminates or it actually decreases the amount of flavanols that are naturally occurring in that product. So it could be 85% cocoa and have next to no cocoflavanols in it. And so you really want to make sure that you're going for and finding a company that has standard processes in place and also measures for the flavanol contents in their products or in their cocoa. And, you know, we're really looking for, at a minimum, somewhere between 500 and 600 milligrams of cocoflavanols per serving or per day for some of these benefits that we're talking about.
Okay, so today's call to action is you can order a brand that I endorse and that you endorse as well, Flavonaturals, which you can get by going to flavonaturals.com. That's flavonaturals.com, F-L-A-V-A. And they make a functional food kind of cocoa products in various forms. They have drinks, they have powders. I personally use the powder, and they also have bars. And you can check out their brand new Bigger and Bolder Flava bars with 2.5 servings per bar and a lower price at flavonaturals.com. Yeah, I got samples of some of the bars, and I thought, well, you know, they're a little small, and I guess they address that now. They're bigger and bolder. And contrary to what's happening in the consumer marketplace, they're bigger and at a lower price. You can get them at flavonaturals.com. So, okay, the suggestion is that you add by various means the cocoa. And so how do you take the cocoa? What I do is I add it to my decaf. My decaf, you know, is sitting in a pot. It gets cold. I reheat it, mix in some cocoa flavanol powder, There's no or minimal carbohydrate calories and no sugar in there. Might add some stevia for flavor. What are some other ways to incorporate this?
Yes, that's a great way. We when I was working with the Steelers, we always had one at the smoothie bar area. So it blends up beautifully in a chocolate-flavored shake. It gives it awesome flavor. It's good for kind of a pre-workout shake or sometimes even as a recovery, or we'll split the dose there with that. One of my favorite ways to do it with my kids is to chop up frozen bananas and put that in the food processor or a blender with a a splash of a liquid of your choice, whether that's a milk or a non-dairy beverage. And then a scoop of the cocoa flavanols, and it makes like soft serve
That sounds like
love.
A great combination. You can find recipes, by the way, at flavanaturals.com. Thanks very much, Matt, for joining us. And definitely I'm going to be taking my cocoa flavanols tomorrow morning.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Besides the structural damage from Hurricane Ian's fierce winds recently, citrus grower Roy Petaway estimates Ian left at least 40% of his crop on the ground and unusable. This all just as growers were finally recovering from Hurricane Irma.
To start having groves that were heavily replanted and owners that were really looking forward to this year, this makes it even more devastating for them and for us. And this will, between all the stresses with citrus greening and such, this is the kind of event that will push growers out.
Matt Joyner is the CEO of the Florida Citrus Mutual Trade Association. He says Ian was a gut punch to the industry.
There's no doubt about it. Where there's been some real optimism, even with the lower box count, we know that we had good fruit quality going into this season. We had larger fruit. The trees are looking better. Some of the things we're doing, we really feel like are paying off. And so this is no doubt a gut punch to an industry that we believe is on the cusp of being able to stabilize and start to rebuild.
Also, at the President Biden here at home, his midterm campaign travel recently has been aimed at shoring up support in mostly Democrat strongholds.
The president just returned from a four-day western swing with stops in reliably blue states, Colorado, California, and Oregon. With his job approval in the 40s, Mr. Biden has been steering clear of competitive states or districts. He's been stumping for individual Democrats and highlighting policies including infrastructure and student loan relief, hoping to shift attention away from another sobering inflation report. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iranian media says a huge fire at a notorious prison housing political prisoners and anti-government activists has killed four inmates. The blaze at Evin prison in Tehran was extinguished after several hours. No detainees escaped. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Union strikes have added to the stress of chronic fuel shortages in France.
The French energy minister says more than a quarter of gas stations nationwide are still without one type of fuel or more. The strikes have hit French refineries and fuel depots. Strikers have demanded higher wages from what they feel should be their share of windfall profits generated by high oil and gas prices amid the global energy crisis aggravated by Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Cross-country coalitions have ruled Los Angeles politics for many years, helping elect both black and Latino politicians to key leadership roles in the huge, diverse city. But now, a recent recording of racist comments by the city's city council presidents laid bare the tensions over political power that have been quietly simmering between the Latino and black communities. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It could be a rough time for businesses this holiday season.
Experts say shopping was relatively strong during the past 2 years when people flocked online to spend, aided by pandemic stimulus dollars. National Retail Federation says sales in November and December have been averaging 20% of annual sales. This year, small businesses bracing for a more muted season. Global consulting firm Alex Partners is forecasting holiday sales will rise 4 to 7%, far below last year's growth of 16%. Jason Walker reporting.
Thieves using cloned key fobs to steal Dodge muscle cars at dealerships. Even automakers in Michigan is selling them for thousands of dollars less than their value. Meanwhile, at a Ford assembly plant near Detroit, more than a dozen Mustangs were stolen in early September. More at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Hey,
Hey, folks, up first is the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny Program. Then we shift to a little crime solving as Sydney Greenstreet stars as Nero Wolfe. At the end of our previous show, Jack was worried that he and bandleader Phil Harris were chasing the same girl. And as we left off, Jack, Mary, and Rochester are on the way to visit a fortune teller named Madame Zombie. I believe she's played by the great Bea Benaderet. And also listen for longtime cast member Frank Nelson as the greeter at the fortune teller's place. Let's get back to it. This was originally broadcast back on November 13, 1938.
Take it easy, Rochester. Hey, Mary, you sure you know where the place is?
Yes, Jack, and stop being so fidgety.
Well, gosh, I've never been in this neighborhood before. Anyway, I feel funny about going to a fortune teller.
Well, this one is marvelous. She'll tell you things that'll make your hair stand up.
She will?
She can't do it to me.
Never mind, Rochester. Hey, we're not going to a fire. Slow down.
Okay, boss. Yeah. I hate to see that evening sun.
And stop that singing. If I want entertainment, I'll put in a radio.
A radio in this car would stand out like a bathroom in a log cabin.
Now, and stop arguing. You nearly hit that truck. See, the way you drive, I'm surprised you don't get a ticket.
I'll never get a ticket driving this car.
Why not?
All the cops think it's a mirage.
Now, don't be so comical. See, that fortune teller lives in a spooky neighborhood. Are you sure we're going the right way, Mary?
We'll be there in a minute. It's 1002 Dracula Drive.
Dracula Drive?
Turn left at this corner, Rochester.
Yes, sir.
Rochester, when you make a left turn, you're supposed to stick out your hand.
I did that last time, and the steering wheel went with it.
Well, you better have that fixed immediately.
Oh, Jack, why don't you trade in this piece of junk?
I'm going to, Mary. I'm trying to get an allowance of $400.
You couldn't get $400 on this car if the cushions were stuffed with government bonds.
I couldn't, eh?
That's a good one, Miss Livingston.
Shut up. And by the way, Rochester, I thought I told you to wear a chauffeur's uniform while you're driving.
That ain't gonna help things any.
Well, do it just the same.
Say, Jack, there's a place over there, that old frame building.
See, it's a funny-looking dump. And a...
Stop right here, Rochester.
Okay. Well, here we are.
Yes, right up against the telegraph pole.
Well, we ought to have brakes. I'm tired of throwing that anchor out.
Well... We're here, anyway.
Yeah, there's a sign. Madame Zombie, psychic, reveals your past, present, and future. Screeno every Thursday night.
Just our luck to come on Sunday. Gee, this is a weird-looking place. Hey, Rochester, we'll only be a few minutes. Wait out here for us, will you?
I ain't gonna stay out here all alone in this neighborhood.
Oh, all right, then come along with us. What a creepy place. Ring the bell, Mary. There's the button.
Okay.
Gee, that's a peculiar bell.
Nobody home. Let's go.
Give him a chance and stop trembling.
Here comes somebody now.
How do you do?
How do you do? My name is Jack Benny. I came here to see Madame Zombie.
She's occupied at present. Won't you come in?
Yes. Come on, Mary. You too, Rochester.
Madame Zombie is busy with a client. In the meantime, you may be seated.
Thank you. See, it's kind of hard to see in here, isn't it, huh?
This place is darker than a telephone booth in Harlem.
Quiet, Rochester, and where are you?
Here I am.
Well, open your eyes so I can see you.
Right now, I'd give $2 for a coal miner's hat.
Just put a candle on the one you're wearing. That'll be... Now, pardon me, mister, but I hope we won't have to wait very long.
Did you have an appointment, or are you the reckless type?
Well, I had no appointment, but I'm quite anxious to have my fortune told. You see, I want to find out whether a certain girl loves me.
Well, I've never seen the young lady, but offhand, I'd say no.
Well, offhand, I didn't ask you. When can I see Madame Zombie?
Have patience. She is now communing with the spirit world.
I could stand a drink myself.
Rochester. Now, where is Madame Zombie?
At present, she is flying through space, and when she returns, you will be summoned.
I see. What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
You didn't? Rochester, did you hear anything? Rochester! Rochester!
I'm out the car, boy!
Now, how did he get through that door without opening it?
It's got a keyhole, ain't it?
Oh, that's right. Say, mister, I wonder how long we'll have to wait.
Not very long now, Mr. Benny. Excuse me, please. I'll call you later.
Mary, this is an awful place you brought me to. I wish I hadn't come.
Yeah, it is kind of spooky.
Yeah.
Candy, popcorn, peanuts, and program. You can't tell one spirit from another without a program.
Well, that's just a racket. Mary, why you ever brought me to a joint like this, I'll never know. Now, are you sure this Madame Zombie knows her business?
Oh, certainly, Jack. She's wonderful.
Well, that's good. Are you going to have your fortune told, too?
No, I'm just going to collect my commission and get out of here.
Oh, I get it. Why, Mary, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Quiet. Here comes that werewolf again.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you're still here. We're ready for you, Mr. Benny.
At last.
If you'll follow me, I'll take you to the mystic chamber. The inner sanctum of Madame Zombie.
Gee.
Enter.
This is an odd-looking room here. Mary, do you smell that incense? He reminds me of that perfume I gave you for Christmas. Remember?
Yeah, open the window.
There she is.
Madame Zombie, I have brought you another client. One who seeks your advice and counsel.
Very well, I shall guide him. You may go now, Junior.
At once, madam.
How do you do?
Sit right down here, Mr. Benny. Now tell me, what is your problem?
Madame Zombie... I'd like to find out whether a certain girl is fond of me or whether I'm pursuing a false dream. Can you help me?
Yes. Now gaze with me into this crystal ball. Concentrate and think only of your question.
Yes, Madame Zombie.
Wait. Wait.
I'm waiting.
Now I'm in a trance. I see little things creeping and crawling about.
Little things? Oh, what are you laughing at?
She's got ants in her trance.
Mary, you'll break the spell. Madam Zombie, are you still in a trance?
Yes. Ah, now it comes to me. I see a tall, beautiful brunette with sparkling eyes and a dazzling smile.
Is her name Barbara?
Yes. And I see her holding a man in her arms. She's kissing him.
Kissing him? Is it me?
No, 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 no.
Is it Phil?
No, 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 no.
Well, for heaven's sake, who is it?
Uncle Louie.
Uncle Louie? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You're a fake, Madame Zombie. You don't know anything. You don't even know how many flavors Jell-O has.
It has three.
You're wrong.
Four.
Wrong.
Five.
Wrong.
Seven.
It has six flavors. Six.
I knew you were a crook. You're a phony, Madam Zombie. I'm not going to pay you for the visit.
I'm not surprised. I saw that in the crystal, too.
Oh, you did, eh? Well, come on, Mary. Let's go.
No, you don't, wise guy. Hey, Butch! Butch!
What do you want, Mamie?
I got a deadbeat here. Give him the word.
Okay.
Mary, take my arm. Let's run out of here. Hurry up.
Wait for me.
Oh, darn those steps. I broke my ankle.
I could have told you that 10 minutes ago.
Well, why didn't you?
I was holding out for your neck.
Oh, come on, Mary. Let's go. Gosh, my ankle hurts. Drive slower, Rochester.
Okay, boss. This is the last number of the 7th program in the new Jell-O series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time.
Ooh, my ankle. Rochester, stop at the first drugstore we come to, will you? Mary, will you run in and get me some liniment?
Sure, Jack. Give me the money.
Oh, never mind. I probably got some at home. Good night, folks. Ooh, this ankle.
J-E-L-L.
Kenny Baker appears on the Jell-O program through courtesy of Mervyn LeRoy Productions. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The Jack Benny program from November 13, 1938, with Rochester Not Jack doing the traditional wrap-up line, mentioning the last number of the 7th program of the Jell-O series. In that episode, you also heard the great B. Benaderet as Madam Zombie, and Frank Nelson is the man who answered the door at her place. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we shift to the world of private investigators, as English actor Sidney Greenstreet will be heard as Nero Wolfe. It begins right after this break.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, friends. This is R.C. with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Michelson very well at the time, though Mr. Wolf had hung one of the Michelson's paintings on the library wall. But then I guess we should have considered ourselves lucky not to have known him or his wife, Phila. 2 weeks ago, they had a quarrel.
Oh, Clay, darling, I didn't expect you home so soon. I thought you were going to the museum to see the Van Goghs.
I decided not to, Phila.
Oh, well, if you plan to paint this afternoon, I'll get out of the studio. I want to run some errands anyway.
Why don't you make your phone call from here, Phila?
Phone call?
Who is he, Phila?
He?
Who are you waiting for this afternoon?
Please, Clay, don't start that jealousy routine again.
Don't try to kid me.
You're being stupid, Clay.
I'm stupid, all right, but I'm getting wise pretty fast.
You!
I'm through, Phila. I've had enough. I'm leaving you. So stay out of my way and keep your boyfriend out of my way, too, whoever he is, or I'll kill him. Yes? What can I do for you?
Sleepy. I want to have a drink and go to bed.
I'm sorry, sir. The Garrison Club's a private establishment. No rooms available to the public.
You think I'm drunk?
Oh, no, sir.
Why do you suppose I came here?
And I'm sure I wouldn't know, sir.
I'll tell you why. I came here to see my old pal Lou Saunders. That's why.
You know Mr. Saunders?
Do I know? Look, I paint him, Lou sells him.
Mr. Saunders is your agent?
I'm Clay Michelson. Just call Mr. Saunders.
Clay? What in the world?
Lou, tell this guy who I am.
But I'm sorry, Mr. Saunders.
It's all right, Mr. Martin.
You see? Let's go have a drink.
Yeah, sure, Clay. Yeah.
You know what, Lou? I left Phila. Yep, I walked out on her.
Is there something I can do, Mr. Saunders?
Yeah, have someone fix a bed in the other room of my suite. Mr. Michelson will be staying with me. At least for tonight.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes, Jim.
It's Friday.
Good. Fish for dinner, then.
Nope. I was not referring to dinner.
You were not? I can think of nothing more interesting at the moment.
Oh, I can. My salary.
Of course, according to the Julian calendar.
We're on the Gregorian, so let's stick to it. Today is Friday. Today, I get paid.
Archie, there's a drop.
Oh, don't exaggerate. You can't be getting the cold shudders just because I'm asking for my money.
I can distinctly feel fresh air flowing into the room.
Well, it's possible I might have opened a window 6 inches.
You're insane. Shut it at once.
Nope.
Are you trying to blackmail me?
Think it might work?
Never.
And the window stays open.
You're fired.
I accept your offer. All you had to do is pay up.
I've hired you again.
Oh, Mr. Wolf, you've cleaned out the bank balance again?
Well, that is... But had you seen those Miltonians...
Would I have voluntarily given up my paycheck for them? Orchids are very beautiful, Mr. Wolf, but blondes are...
The door, Archie.
I am unemployed.
Confound, you'd maybe a client, and if it is, and we can extract the fee. You follow me, Archie?
I'm already on my way to the door.
Mr. Wolf, I've got to see him at once.
Well, come in.
Thank you.
Mr. Wolf, this is...
My name is Sanders, Mr. Wolf. We've met before.
Yes, I remember. As a matter of fact, you sold me a painting of Michelson.
Yes, well, that's why I'm here. It's about Michelson, Mr. Wolf, that I've come. Frankly, I think the man's about to go mad. He and his wife have split up and
such a splendid artist, too. A pity.
I don't know what to do. He's drinking like a fish. For 2 weeks, I've been letting him live in part of my suite at the Garrison Club, but... He's just steadily getting worse.
May I try a hospital?
I can't. The publicity. Mr. Wolf, Clay admired you so that time we all had dinner after the painting transaction. I thought maybe you could talk to him. Maybe you could get him on his feet again.
I'm not a doctor, Mr. Saunders.
But I'm sure he'd listen to you.
Excuse me a moment, Mr. Saunders. Nero Wolf speaking.
Inspector Kramer.
Good evening, Inspector.
Got a guy called Lou Saunders at your place? Garrison Club said he'd gone to your place.
Yes, he's here.
Well, see to it that he doesn't leave until I get there.
I'd hardly do that, Inspector. I have no reason to detain Mr. Saunders.
There's plenty of reason. It so happens a woman's just been murdered in his suite.
Murdered?
Yeah. A Miss Hilda Lundgren.
What's happened?
Now, will you hold him?
Do you know a Miss Hilda Lundgren, Saunders?
Hilda Lundgren? I've never heard of her.
She seems to have chosen your suite to be murdered in.
I'd better get right over there.
Mr. Saunders says to tell you he'll be right over, Inspector.
Now listen, Wolf.
Good day, Inspector.
Murdered. Murdered in my suite. Mr. Wolf, you've got to come with me.
Mr. Goodwin will accompany you after the formality of a retainer, Mr. Saunders.
Oh, anything you say. Here, I'll write a check.
Good. 500.
500? Fine.
My friend and assistant, Mr. Goodwin, will go with you. I have great confidence in his ability to bring back every detail of a murder, particularly where a woman's involved.
Okay, you photographers, picnic's over for tonight. Pick up your stuff and get out of here.
Come on, you sound real mean today, Inspector Kramer.
Well, if it isn't Nero Wolf's favorite stooge. What are you doing here, Goodwin?
I got bored with my knitting.
Look, I wasn't asking for humor.
I'm Louis Saunders, Inspector.
Saunders? Ever seen that woman before?
Yes, I believe I have. I can't remember where, but the face looks familiar.
Lovely-looking woman. Blonde and really built.
Well, she ought to look familiar. She's one of the cleaning women here at the club.
She is? Cleaning? Well, since when have gals like this been reduced to cleaning floors? What's happening to the world? There ought to be a law.
Yeah, there is. She was killed with a knife, or haven't you had time to notice?
That's not a knife, Inspector Kramer. That's one of Clay's Chinese letter openers. He used to...
What was that?
Well, nothing. Nothing at all. Yes, it is a strange knife.
What were you saying, Mr. Saunders?
I just said that looked like one of the letter openers belonging to one of my friends.
Who is this Clay?
Clay Michelson, the artist. You can't possibly think he'd do a thing like this.
I think everybody did it until we know otherwise. When were you last up here, Mr. Saunders?
Me? Why, just a little while ago. I changed my clothes just before I went to see Mr. Wolf.
She wasn't here then?
Well, I don't know. I didn't come into this room, just in my part of the suite.
Your part? Who occupies this room?
Mr. Michelson. He's been staying with me.
Strange wound, no blood.
What do you think you are, Goodwin, a medical examiner?
Oh, but
Yeah. The killer probably wiped the blood away. Saunders, have you any idea where your artist friend might have run off to?
I haven't seen Clay all afternoon. He spends a lot of time down in the bar.
Well, he'd hardly sit in a bar if he's killed somebody.
Why would he pick on the cleaning woman?
Oh, this is no ordinary cleaning woman. Get a load of that figure.
Watch it, Goodwin. You're liable to stretch your brain.
But you're wrong. In spite of everything, Clay's still terribly in love with his wife. He wouldn't...
Hello. When did you get in?
Yeah, who's this?
Clay.
We're your friends, Lou.
They won't serve me any more liquor down at the bar. I gotta find my flask.
Mr. Michelson, may I introduce you to Inspector Kramer of the police? So
who's this guy, Lou?
He's Nero Wolf's assistant.
Wolf? Police? Well, what do you all want? Somebody park overtime? Where's my flask? The one with my initials. I just bought it this morning.
Mr. Michelson, do you know that somebody was murdered here in your room?
Murdered? Why don't you guys go away and joke with somebody else? Where's my flask?
You better get hold of yourself. I said there's been a murder. Understand?
You serious?
Yep. And I wouldn't be surprised if Inspector Kramer here considers you top suspect.
Me? With... They think I did it?
You better pull yourself together, Clay.
Yeah, because I got a lot of questions.
Excuse me, the phone.
Now, sit down, Mr. Saunders. I'll answer it.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
This is Fila. Who is this?
This is Inspector Kramer. Hello? Hello? Who is Fila? Anyone know?
Well, that's my wife.
Your wife?
I want to speak to her.
Come back here, Michelson.
Let me alone.
You're not going anywhere. Now, stay back there.
You're wrong, Inspector. I am going somewhere.
Junior's got a gun.
Yes, Inspector. You should be more careful about your gun when you shove people.
Now, look, Mr. Michelson.
Mr. Wolf myself. Stay back, Inspector.
You haven't got a chance. We'll nab you before you get a block away.
Well, then I'll just jerk these phone wires. And I'll lock the doors. That should hold you long enough. Good night.
Yeah, Wolf speaking.
Wolf Kramer.
Indeed.
Clay Michelson may be on his way over there. Hold him until I get there.
Hold him? Why?
Not more than 10 minutes ago, he held me up at the point of a gun.
He carries a gun?
It was my gun.
Careless of you, Inspector. Goodbye. Come in.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes?
My name is Clay Michelson.
Yes, I was rather expecting you.
You've got to help me. They think I murdered someone.
You shouldn't have run away from the police.
I've been drinking a lot, but I wouldn't murder anyone. Fila'd tell you that.
Your wife. Was she the model in that painting of yours I purchased?
What difference does that make? I tell you, they're after me for murder.
You obviously loved your wife deeply at the time you painted her.
Oh, here you are, Mr. Wolf. Michelson.
Clay. Good Lord, man. The police are on their way over here.
He came for my help, Mr. Saunders.
Oh, I'm glad he did, Mr. Wolf. But we left Inspector Kramer talking from a phone booth. He'll be here any minute.
And we've only a minute to decide why anyone would want to kill a cleaning woman.
I didn't kill anybody.
She was a beautiful woman, Mr. Wolf.
I gathered that, Archie, from your unusual interest in the case.
She was stabbed with a letter opener from Mr. Michelson's house.
Which might add Mrs. Michelson to our suspect list.
Fila? You can't suspect Fila.
You're very gallant, Michelson. Just how was this beautiful young cleaning woman, this Miss Lundgren, stabbed?
In the heart. Her eyes were wide open, pupils dilated with shock.
Details later, Archie. Kramer will be here shortly. The moment I would like to know where everyone was.
Well, Mr. Saunders was here with us, you remember. I don't know where Mrs. Michelson was, but I could go see her and find out.
No, it won't be necessary, Archie. Mr. Michelson, where were you?
Me? Why, I'm not sure. I can't seem to remember.
It's hardly what we would call helpful.
I was drunk. Maybe I went to Fila's. I've been over there lots this week trying to talk to her. Yet I must have gone over there.
Have you ever seen the murdered woman before?
No, I never saw her before in my life.
I've seen her before, Mr. Wolf.
Indeed, Mr. Saunders. I seem to remember your earlier statement to the contrary.
Well, I didn't know her name, but when I saw her, I remembered her. I understand she was quite an alcoholic.
Unfortunate woman. Beautiful woman.
Well, look who's here, Inspector Kramer.
Oh, here you are, Michelson.
And as usual, you didn't have the courtesy to ring the bell, Inspector.
And give you a chance to get this guy out of here? Nothing doing, Wolf. Now, come on. We're going to headquarters.
Mr. Wolf, you can't let him take me. I didn't do it.
I'm afraid there's not much I can do about it, Mr. Michelson.
Come on. You come along too, Saunders. I got to get a statement from you.
Of course.
This way.
Come on, eh? Well, all right. I just got an angle.
Really, Archie?
Sure, it's simple. Saunders has been going for this beautiful cleaning babe. Clay worms in. Saunders kills her.
Perhaps there was jealousy somewhere in this case, Archie. Yeah, Wolf speaking.
Mr. Wolf, this is Phila Michelson. You don't know me, but you once bought a painting for my husband. I've got to see you, Mr. Wolf. You've got to help me.
You're listening to The Adventures of Nero Wolf. We'll be back with more right after this.
Yeah, this baby's all loaded and ready to use.
What do you use a gun for, Bill?
Persuasion.
What?
Where's that gimmick I had?
I don't know.
Oh, here it is. See, fits right on.
Hey, that's a silencer, isn't it? You going to use that gun tonight?
Uh-huh.
On who?
You.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Bill, you crazy. You're not
I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to get away with it, too.
Get away with it? Not if Boston Blackie has anything to say about it. He's an enemy to those who make him an enemy. A friend to those who have no friend.
I got a tip from unhealthy sources that you're going to be killed.
Oh, then they're serious about it, huh?
They mean business, Wells. With a business end of a gun.
Boston Blackie knows crime, and he knows criminals, because he was once on the wrong side of the law himself.
Well, there's a hired killer in this case, a case I'm about to break wide open, if you'll help me.
I'll help you into a cell.
No, you won't. You're going to meet me in 30 minutes. Keep your eyes open and watch me close this case.
In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Boston Blackie Death Wish, Broadway actor Richard Calmer stars as the infamous safecracker-turned-private eye.
That's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
For a limited time, Boston Blackie Death Wish is being made available to our listeners at 50% off the regular price. Get 16 hard-hitting crime classics on 8 CDs for only $15.98. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON77 to order now.
Give me 24 hours and a few facts, Faraday, and you'll not only have Evans' killer, but Wilson will have his diamond.
The clock is ticking, so order Boston Blackie Death Wish today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON77 to get 50% off.
I don't know how you figured it out, Blackie.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here's Guy Powell, founder of Pro Relevant.
The two things that are clearly important are the number of visits you get and then how much engagement. So does that visitor stay for 1 minute, 10 minutes, or 10 seconds? That's pretty critical. And then being able to see that activity right after you did something. So if we send out a direct mail, or if we send out an email, or we did a series of social posts or whatever, to be able to see whether there was an up or down in activity, that kind of reflected the timing of those marketing actions that you did.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to The Adventures of Nero Wolf and the Case of the Careless Cleaner on When Radio Was.
Mrs. Michelson, have some of this delicious beer. Another can, Archie. And now, Mrs. Michelson, may I ask how you found out there was a murder in the first place?
A policeman came to see me. He told me what had happened, that they were looking for Clay. I don't know what to think. He's temperamental, he's jealous, and he's sometimes violent, but can't imagine anything like this, not Clay. Maybe some of those friends of his, but
you don't care for your husband's friends?
No, they all live off him. They're leeches.
Mrs. Michelson, did your husband come to see you this afternoon?
This afternoon? No.
You quite positive?
Oh, yes.
Because that was his alibi for the time of the murder. He said he went to see you. Of course, he was fuzzy, usual effect of alcohol on the brain cells, but Mrs. Michelson, might I be a little indiscreet for a moment?
Indiscreet?
Have you been seeing some other man?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Please, Mrs. Michelson, I'm afraid your face gives away more than you tell.
I thought we were here to talk about a murder, Mr. Wolf.
Indeed, but your husband's jealousy might well fit into that category.
Oh, Clay, imagine things.
You're a very beautiful woman, Mrs. Michelson. Now, if you'll try telling me the truth, perhaps we can accomplish something.
But I tell you... All right. So I thought I was in love with another man.
Your husband suspected but didn't know, huh?
No. Clay didn't know. He wouldn't have given me a divorce anyway.
You sound as though you want your husband back.
I did, but I didn't even know where he went.
Indeed, Mrs. Michelson. Archie informs me that the murdered woman was quite lovely.
What are you trying to suggest?
You said yourself you wanted your husband back.
Yeah, one woman jealous of another, that's always murder.
Why, that's stupid. Clay wouldn't play around with a maid. That's stupid. Clay loves me. I'm not jealous of anyone. No one, do you understand?
Archie, if you'll see Mrs. Michelson home...
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I can find my own way.
I prefer Archie took you, Mrs. Michelson. You wanted my help, didn't you? Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Michelson. If you will just wait outside for a moment, please.
What have you got in mind, Mr. Wolfe?
Try exercising your own judgment just once, Archie.
You mean she's the one who's jealous?
Perhaps, Archie. Perhaps she may want us to think she was jealous. Perhaps she actually doesn't want her husband back at all, only to pin a murder on him.
Oh.
You see, in this case, it would be simpler than divorce.
Yeah? Yeah, she might just be trying to get rid of him.
She might, Archie. But then she's a woman, so don't count on anything. She might even be telling the truth.
This is where I live, Mr. Goodwin.
Nice. Very nice. I like Greenwich Village.
I'm trying to figure out why Mr. Wolfe sent you along with me.
I'm a sucker for beautiful women.
I wonder. Archie.
Huh?
Does Mr. Wolfe believe me?
He hasn't made an official statement yet. Nice furniture and things.
You sound like an appraiser or someone looking for something.
It's because it's November.
Mr. Wolfe sent you to search my apartment.
You could be wrong. I don't...
What's the matter now?
Thought you said your husband hadn't been here today.
He wasn't.
Then what's his flask doing among these papers on the desk? Very prettily decorated with his initials. He was looking for it at the club.
Flask? I don't know what it's doing there.
Yeah, sure. You're trying to help, Clay. Right into the electric chair. His only alibi was his being here this afternoon, and you said he wasn't. Then what is his flask doing here? He said he just bought it this morning, so he must have been here today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where's your phone?
Well, you've got things wrong. I don't know anything about that flask.
Hey, the lights... Who switched off those lights? Fila, put those lights on. Put on those lights. Oh, the lights. Get to the lights. That flask... Gone.
Mira Wolf speaking. Fila, perhaps you might try the lost and found, Inspector.
Now, look, I know she was over at your place.
I thought you were interested in Clay Michelson.
Well, I let him and Saunders go for the present. They're clean until I get the medical examiner's report.
Oh, when will it be ready, by the way?
An autopsy takes time, you know that. Where's the Michelson woman?
I believe she had a date with Archie. Why do you want her?
I'm sure it never dawned on you, Wolf, but this cleaning woman who was killed was some dish. Maybe Mrs. Michelson was the jealous one.
Your thinking is beginning to bear an amazing resemblance to Archer's, Inspector.
Also, it maybe never dawned on you that Fela Michelson hasn't offered an alibi for the time of the murder.
You're right, Inspector. Yeah, you are.
Come on, Walt, quit stalling. Where's Fela Michelson?
What? Oh, I really don't know, Inspector, but perhaps as a last resort, of course, you might try her home. Good night, Inspector.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back to wrap up this Nero Wolfe case right after this.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Gallium nitride, or GaN, is a material that's starting to be used in chargers. Less heat means components can be closer together, so a charger can be smaller than ever, but maintaining all that power. Is this the future of portable charging? We asked tech journalist John Biner about GaN chargers.
Yeah, this is the biggest, probably, development in charging technology that's been in the last few years. It's called GaN technology, and it's gallium nitride. And basically what that means is it's just a much smaller little brick. And the really cool thing about these is Belkin makes a bunch of different ones of them, different sizes and sort of options depending on what your needs are. But you can plug lots of things into this, and you can then plug your laptop, you plug your phone in it, your tablet, and it'll charge them all at the same time at max wattage as well. So you just have it in your backpack all the time. Like, that's what I do with mine.
Find out more on GaN chargers at belkin.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Did you know that 6.5 million individuals are living with Alzheimer's disease? And by the year 2050, that number is anticipated to double. Hi, I'm Washington State Representative Cindy Ryu and Board Chair of Women in Government. What many people don't know is that Alzheimer's dementia is more than memory loss. Other symptoms include depression, apathy, delusions, and agitation. These symptoms can make disease management very difficult and challenging for caregivers. For more information, visit womeningovernment.org.
And now the final act of The Adventures of Nero Wolfe on When Radio Was.
Inevitable. The moment I'm comfortable. Come in.
Mr. Wolfe. Oh, thank heavens you're here.
I always am. Where's Mr. Goodman?
I don't understand how it happened. I swear I don't.
What happened?
I haven't got any idea how it got there.
Got where? Calm down, Mrs. Michelson. Now, just what got where?
Clay's new flask. Your assistant, Archie. He came home with me, and that new initial flask was there. He thinks Clay was there this afternoon, and that I'm trying to frame him or something.
Oh, here you are.
She's here, therefore.
This is our gal, Mr. Wolfe. She's been lying right down the line.
I tell you, Clay wasn't there.
Then why did you give me this clout on the head and grab the evidence and run?
I didn't. I didn't hit you. I ran, but I didn't hit you. And I didn't take that flask either.
Oh, next thing she'll say, there wasn't any flask.
Stop gaping at Mrs. Michelson, Archie, and open the door.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Mr. Wolfe, they let Clay and me go for the... Theda, what are you doing here?
After your visit this afternoon, Mr. Saunders, she decided to come down and see me.
After my visit? What makes you think I was a Felix?
It was Mr. Saunders, not your husband, who came to visit you this afternoon, wasn't it, Mrs. Michelson?
I don't have anything to do with Mr. Saunders.
Then might I ask where you called him today?
I wasn't calling him. I was calling Clay.
You told me earlier yourself that you didn't know where Mr. Michelson was.
Well, all right. So what if it was Mr. Saunders who came this afternoon?
As he has for many afternoons.
What are you trying to get at, Mr. Wolf?
Saunders? He and Feeler?
Yes, Archie. Mr. Saunders, the artist's friend and agent, happens to be the one who was making a fool of the artist.
But that's all over. I told him. That's what I was talking to Mr. Saunders about this afternoon. I didn't want Clay to know. Clay would never have come back.
All right, so it was Phil and me. I admit it, but that's not murder.
I suggest that it is, Mr. Saunders. I suggest that one of you two murdered the cleaning woman. Whichever one of you carelessly left the whiskey flask in Phil's apartment.
This is murder, Mr. Wolfe. Not a joke.
Not at all a joke. You see, our cleaning woman was not murdered by the knife found in her body. She was poisoned.
Poisoned?
Not by the knife?
Poisoned. She undoubtedly drank from Michelson's flask while she was working in his room at the Garrison Club.
But she was stabbed.
True. However, Miss Lundgren was an alcoholic. Saunders mentioned that, and I checked with the club manager.
But how does that prove there was poison in the flask? That she was poisoned?
Archie, would you mind repeating your description of the dead Miss Lundgren? First, as to the wound.
Okay. There was no blood.
Someone advanced a fantastic theory about wiping the blood away. And now, Archie, the description of the body of Miss Lundgren.
I mentioned the fact that her eyes were wide open, the pupils were dilated, and... Hey, dilated pupils?
Yes, Archie. The lack of blood had already made me wonder about the entire affair. When you added the dilated pupils...
What's special about dilated pupils?
In death, that is a common symptom of poison by a certain vegetable drug of considerable potency.
But what was the point of stabbing her?
The poison did the job. However, the killer later used the letter knife in an effort to deceive the police. However, he unhappily forgot that the dead don't bleed.
I think you're guessing, Mr. Wolf.
Am I?
All I can say is that I was at the pool in the early afternoon.
You're very certain you were at the club pool when the murder was committed, Mr. Saunders?
Certainly. From 1 until 3.
Excuse me, please. Wolf speaking.
Inspector Kramer, medical examiner's report just came in this minute. And get a load of this, wizard. The dame didn't die of stabbing at all.
I know.
You know?
She died of drinking a fatal dose of poison known as deadly nightshade.
What? How do you know that?
Inspector, do they know what time she died?
Time? The medical examiner says 2:30.
Thank you, Inspector. Oh, incidentally, if you care to drop over here, you may pick up the murderer. Goodbye.
I heard him, Wolf. She died at 2:30. As I told you, I was in the pool at 2:30.
Which is exactly how you prove yourself a murderer, Mr. Saunders.
Oh, I proved myself...
Even the police didn't know what time she died. Until just now. And the body wasn't found until the evening. How did you know she died between 1 and 3?
I didn't know, but...
You probably were at the pool at the time. The maid drank the poisoned whiskey you put in the flask of your friend Clay Michelson.
I tell you, you're crazy.
You planned to get rid of Clay, who stood in the way of your marrying Fila. When you came back to your room at 3 and found that the maid had drunk it instead, you stabbed her with Clay's letter opener to cover up the real cause of the murder and throw suspicion on Clay.
Oh, this is nonsense. Ridiculous.
And then, when you learned that the woman for whose love you were willing to commit murder was through with you, you took Michelson's new flask to Fila's home, confident that it would be found there.
Yes, and then he attacked me and stole that flask again in order to make it look like Fila had done it.
Exactly, Archie. Mr. Saunders, the chances are that your fingerprints will be found on that whiskey flask, and they'll be able to trace the poison to wherever you purchased it. The chances are...
Oh, no, you don't. Careful now, all of you.
Guns bore me, Saunders.
Oh, yeah? I'm leaving.
You are not... Clay! Clay.
Yes, Mrs. Michelson, your husband has been there for some time.
Clay, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well done, Mr. Michelson. I think you proved that an artist's life may indeed be exciting.
I've been an awful fool, Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Michelson, you might remember for the future that unreasoning and unjustifiable jealousy sometimes creates the very conditions that it fears.
You're being very kind to me, Mr. Wolf.
How can we ever thank you?
By prompt remittance of your check on receipt of my bill in the morning. Good day, Mr. and Mrs. Michelson.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Good day.
What's the matter, Archie? You look glum.
Yeah. I always have the lousiest luck.
Meaning?
A hectic case with two beautiful dames. Michelson gets one, the undertaker gets the other, and what do I get? Hey, that reminds me. You got a fee. I get paid.
You have been listening to The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe, starring Sidney Greenstreet. In the cast were Larry Dobkin as Archie Goodwin, and Betty Lou Gerson, Howard McNear, Dan O'Herlihy, Vic Perrin, and Bill Johnstone.
The Case of the Careless Cleaner from November 17, 1950. A number of those cast members also worked quite a bit on a famed Western radio series. Larry Dobkin, Vic Perrin, and Howard McNear. But of those three, only one of them had a recurring role. Can you name that character and the series? I will, and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com sprinkles Stardust by Artie Shaw on this essential 3-CD collection of 72 unforgettable instrumental hits. Enjoy the original recordings from legendary musicians such as Montavani, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Les Baxter, Percy Faith, Paul Weston, Guy Lombardo, Freddie Martin, Les Paul, and many more. Unforgettable instrumental hits now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code BONUS77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. The romance of some enchanted evening and dance the night away to the Blue Tango at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Get unforgettable instrumental hits today and remember promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a famed Western radio series featuring three cast members of the Nero Wolfe episode we just played. Larry Dobkin, Vic Perrin, and Howard McNear. That trio would also work for years over on the CBS Western program Gunsmoke. But only McNear had a recurring character. He was Dodge City's resident MD, Doc Charles Adams. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.